InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Sitting here on December 22nd, 2025, with only 8-9 days left in the year 2025. It is just wild. All right. My job's a lot easier than it used to be because I spent most of my career just getting people convinced that there were all these global elites and manipulation and lies and things going on. And my job's always been easy because most of their plans are out in the open. 95% of what I cover and do is really just analyzing things that are admitted and then trying to get the public to actually realize that stuff's real and they can go look it up for themselves. So we've come a long way with people not believing the corporate media and not believing government. But then also, then it just becomes alternative reality where then people choose what new reality they want to believe. And that's not necessarily accurate either. And I always knew this crisis would come because when you wake up the normies to the fact they're being lied to, they still don't have any depth or context to then figure out actually what is going on. And that's the point that we have reached. And there is a interesting paradox where basically, the tactics used by the corporate media to just flood the zone with lies and deception and BS is now being picked up and adopted by a lot of the people, the Johnny-come-latelys that claim they're, you know, here to fight the New World Order. But notice they don't spend hardly any of their time ever going after the real globalist institutions, the real issues, the real treaties, the real legislation. They spend time going after each other. And they spend time going after the strong populist movements that are having success in culture, in business, in government. And there's no mistake of why that's happening. A lot of it is being directed by the globalists because they have no credibility. The only way they can beat us is to get us to eat ourselves alive. And it's a very hard tightrope to walk. To expose stuff that is not true, that's intending to get us to destroy ourselves, but not inadvertently feeding into that feedback loop and putting oxygen in to the individuals and groups that are clearly working for bad guys, doesn't mean all of them even know they're doing that. There's a lot of copycatters that then, you know, pick it up and run with it, but we see a lot of examples of that, and it's very, very dangerous. And it is one of our Achilles heels. So I am not pleased with the fact that I'm having to start researching people and looking into the claims they're making because of the fact that it's having such a damaging effect on the liberty movement. And the more I look, the worse it gets. And I found out some really bad stuff. And, you know, I have a responsibility to expose things when I know it's bad, no matter who it is. And so I will. Also, Trump's making some more bad moves, but that's not even the tip of the iceberg. The big issue is a multi-front on war. Netanyahu's coming to the U.S. He's activated the neocons to push for total war with Iran and other countries. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have so much incredible news to get to today. The Epstein developments are massive on so many fronts. And this is the first time we've seen photos of him on planes, all creepy with small children, little girls in his laps. And this looks very pedophilic. Unlike them showing Trump with his daughter sitting in his lap. And they go, oh, look, you know, he's a pervert. Now, this is serious stuff. And it's blown up in the Democrats' face. But they are redacting around 80% of these documents. And a lot of the documents are already public, so they're able to then find them and know that they're redacting stuff about Trump, part of it, small part of it. And it's exculpatory, meaning it makes Trump look good. Because, again, the so-called files, a lot of it's just newspaper clippings and emails and anything to do with it, investigations and all the trials and civil trials. And it's not one little book, folks. It's warehouses full of crap. And as fast as all this comes out, more is generated. It's like a perpetual motion machine. But I'm not apologizing for Trump, because he could have just ordered it all released at the beginning, but he's been covering it up for the rich and powerful. And that's just a fact. And that's what Massey has said. That's what MTG has said. That's what George Galloway in Parliament has said. That's what I've said. It's what Roger told me when Trump was president-elect. He said, listen, Trump's not in there. But the CIA Ratcliffe came to him. It's Mossad, MI6, CIA, National Security. He said, that's the real stuff, because he was laundering money for intelligence agencies. But here, go back to that. That looks about like an 8-year-old girl in his lap, maybe younger. There's a bunch of this. And just God help us, Epstein. So I got a bunch on that. New Epstein photos show him kissing and cuddling little girls. Ugh. And then that ties into the clips I was talking about with George Galloway, who really nails it. But just remember, it's the Democrats that are openly sexualizing children, openly promoting pedophilia. They had that evil state senator out in California come out yesterday. And how dare them not do gender-affirming surgeries and help our children? He wants it down to age 5-year-olds. He got a law passed that it's 2 days in jail, a misdemeanor, for raping children down to age 12. And you look at his eyes in the video. I'm going to play that later. I didn't get to it yesterday. He's just fabulously disgusting. So we know who they are. And I called it. I said Trump's either going to make a deal with the deep state to cover up what's there, because they think it'll bring everything down, or he'll do the right thing. And I said if he does that, they're going to hang it around his neck. And he did. You did the wrong thing, and it's been disastrous now. Despite all the good, it just keeps sucking the air out of the room. And you remember back when Patel and Bongino looked like deer in the headlights, what, 7-8 months ago, came out there and said, he was not a trafficker, he killed himself, he acted alone, and crooks acted alone, and on and on and on. I went, oh man, I said, they made a deal with the bad guys. But I said, on the Epstein stuff, Trump has told them to do that. And man, the listener said, how dare you stab Trump in the back? He would never do that. And a few days later, Trump comes out and says, if you want to look into Epstein, you're one of my constituents, you're not MAGA, and I don't want you. I knew it came from Trump, not the cover up for crooks. The other stuff, we know he's been pissed off about that. But this is bad. And listen, I'm simply going to report stuff if it's the information I have and it's accurate. I don't sit here and sit back and go, oh, well, listeners get mad at me if I say Trump's making a mistake or expose something bad his administration's doing. No. My loyalty is to the truth and to God and America and my family and you. And most of the time, Trump's not even involved in stuff that's wrong that happens, and he corrects it. I've said that a million times, but I'm going to get to this later if I have time. Because it's important, but it's not. People are already figuring this out themselves. Because of the things Candace Owens was saying about Egyptian planes and then the latest thing about Fort Huachuca and 12 colonels there meeting the day before Kirk was killed, and all of that, I'm like, well, I like Candace, and she's done a lot of credible stuff, so let me go investigate it. And when I investigated, it was not accurate. And then when I said, hey, this isn't really accurate, this has big problems, then, oh, I'm, in general, and her surrogates, I'm working for Israel, I'm a bad person. And then I saw a couple of her surrogates, well-known folks, people we've had on the show and been nice to, but just gotten really nasty. Look at this Epstein stuff. Yeah, we're going to go all that later. Literally have a consensus that Jones doesn't know how to read a room. Jones is tone deaf. Look, his listeners don't like, a lot of them don't like what he's saying. Do you think that I get on air and do what I think is going to make people like me? That says a lot about you. I'm a trend setter, not a trend follower. And then the other thing is, Jones doesn't want Kirk's assassination investigated. What are you talking about? I broke the definitive information 5, 6, 7 days after on this broadcast. 5, 6, 7 days after they killed Kirk, that there was a meeting with Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard, and that he didn't want her involved and didn't want the intelligence she had about domestic accomplices and foreign help. And a month later, it came out, and she said, no, that's true, and it was all over the news. I mean, whoa, Kash Patel doesn't want the information. Then I went and found out and talked to a bunch of people that have talked to him, including in the FBI, in TVUSA, and in the White House. And he says, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, we talked to the 10 people that said Kirk will be dead tomorrow when he comes to town and then celebrate the next day. See, we told him so. But yeah, they kind of knew he was going to do it, but we don't need to charge him. We probably can't prove it. Well, they need to be investigated more. You can't just do that. He says crooks acted alone. He says the guy in, down in Mar-a-Lago trying to kill Trump act alone. Totally didn't. So we got a problem there. I don't know what the cover-up is, but it's going on. So I've been day one saying I've had issues. And then I have to go out when something becomes a big investigation and people have all this information, and I'm hearing, wow, this is incredible. Fort Huachuca, a guy just wanders in. There's 12 colonels, and So I start calling people, and I say, well, just send me where you were. Well, just so happens we were in Dallas, or we were in the air here, and then you can even find places where they were there, because, you know, when this gets released, people are going to say, oh, that's not real, because they can't ever admit they're wrong. And so then that's when you get sued, because then it's going to be all right there for you. And they tried to fix that in the Monday meeting, all the rest of it, and then Kansas just comes back and doubles down on this military base and this guy that wandered onto it. And then at first, when he was on Kansas via text letter, he used one name, totally different name now, which appears to be his name. And then he now remembers seeing Erica Kirk there. And he said he saw the head of TPUSA security there. Well, he got a problem because he was in a totally different state at the time. And he's got the airline stubs, him boarding it, all the records. And I have them. I had them already. And then the head of security himself reached out, not knowing what one hand was doing the other, and said, hey, here's this. And I'm like, yeah, I think you already got that. But, I mean, I've tried to be nice about all this with Candace. Like, hey, you know, there's a lot more stuff here. I mean, you literally have a guy on who looks like he's completely insane. Remember in Smokey and the Bandit? No. It's the one they made after it, the really cheesy one. They're all cheesy. So one of the drivers are like crazy people that drive an ambulance around. Crazy ambulance driver, Smokey and the Bandit, or Cannonball Run, or whatever it was. I mean, it looks like that, like a... And the things he says, and the whole record, and the craziness, and he's being gang stalked, and, you know, all this stuff. You can hear Twilight Zone music playing, and then you immediately go check, and they've got total alibi on an airplane in another state. Commercial airline. And the other people, too. It's just like... It's preposterous. And the even better part is, and I got a bunch of these clips, so I wanted to just be entertaining, with her, you know, surrogates and minions, with her hair all done and everything, saying, Alex Jones is threatening Candace Owens when he says, I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about your mental health. That's really a threat. Oh, I know. Am I involved with the French assassination team now? And then another one of these people said, when Jones says I'm forced to do this, he means he's being forced to. No, it means I don't like doing this. But if you're saying all this stuff and you've got a huge show and it's effective, and then I go out and look into it and it doesn't add up, I am not going to sit here and just go along with that. I don't say things that are wrong on purpose. No, that's not him. I'll find it. It's whoever drives the ambulance. Looks like the guy. The point is, they're always injecting themselves. So, I don't want to spend time on this gossip world stuff. I don't want to do this. And people attacking me a bunch over it, you know, and just all the different flavors of bull. That's not who I am. And I was always accused of being like this. I'm like, look at this legislation. This is really bad, or this is really good. Or, hey, let's not go to war with this country. Or, hey, did you know that hydrofluorosilicic acid, in all the studies, is an adjuvant and makes all the other toxic chemicals pass the blood-brain barrier? And here's the head of this prestigious university's toxicology department, Dr. Connick. And so 95% of what we do is document. Just punditry. Oh, Netanyahu's coming, I said yesterday. He wants war. I've talked to sources. They're definitely pushing Trump. Lindsey Graham comes out last night, says, oh, we don't want to just hit Iran, and, I mean, hit their main military force, any heavy weapons. Now it's not just, you know, nukes or missiles. It's everything. And we want to invade Lebanon and more. So, see, that's a real simple thing. I don't want that. You don't want that. That's insane. That's wrong. We've got to get ahead of this and stop it. That's what we need to be talking about, because they're back, and they've activated all these Islamic cells. So Israel could have a false flag as well. That's possible. And I'm going to be getting into that coming up. If you don't think Netanyahu is not capable of doing that, you're wrong. People are like, well, wait a minute. You said the Muslim threat's real, but also Israel can do it. Exactly. That makes it even easier for Israel to do. Go ahead and print me that article. And listen, this is paradoxical, too. I don't like joining in on the corporate media bandwagon attacking Candace Owens. That's not what I'm doing. I've been, okay, no, great, Candace, sure, okay, great, investigate that, sure. And this stuff got so big and so wild, and I've been asked about it so much, that I'm like, well, let me go and look at this. Because if there was really 12 colonels in Fort Huachuca and Erica Trump at this thing the day before, I would say that's very suspicious and bizarre, but that's not how assassinations work anyways. None of it adds up. But, I mean, if they started seeing proof of that, I'd be like, whoa, oh, my God, this is crazier than I thought. I mean, I'd be like, okay, wow, thank you. I was asked, I've asked Candace on to my producers three or four times the last few months. She's like, oh, I've got my kids. I'm too busy. Sorry. And she's on all these other shows, which is fine. I'm not mad she's not coming on. But my listeners are like, and people online are like, well, hey, you should give her a chance to come on and talk. Well, don't you know that's already been done? So that's where I'm at here, folks. And I don't want to spend I'll go ahead and get the flight log stuff and the airline stuff and the ticket stubs and all that. I'll give the crew, get that ready. So I'll do that in the fourth hour, but I'm only going to spend like 30 minutes on it. And I 100% her surrogates are going to say it's fake. All right. It doesn't matter. This is done. Okay. Okay, Erica Kirk was there. They planned the assassination at Fort Huachuca. Nothing will change that. In fact, Erica fired the gun that took him out. I'm being sarcastic at this point. But, I mean, the surrogates, the little kind of pilot fish that swim along with the larger fishy, the little fish that kind of clean Candace's teeth, you know, just kind of swim around with her, not insulting her, it's an analogy. They're literally saying that I want to get her killed, that it's all code words for that. I mean, you people are sick. But you said a lot about yourselves because it was a consensus. They're like, oh, he's dumb. He doesn't know that the world's turned against Israel and that he's siding with them. It has nothing to do with that. The plane story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And then the Fort Huachuca story makes absolutely no sense. And I have no doubt that Mr. Snow might have been wandering around there. What does that mean? Oh, look, my phone data shows I was wandering around there. Great. And did you see the Loch Ness Monster while you were there? And they literally all have their plane stubs. They have it all. And so, there you go. And again, I have to explain to people, you don't have assassination meetings at military bases with 12 colonels and dozens of other military people and then security people from TPSA and Erica Trump wandering around. I mean, it sounds like you guys have been watching too much Justice League or something. It's just not how these things work. And I'm sorry if you haven't interviewed people that actually killed Kennedy, like I did, exclusively. I mean, if you haven't studied how all these things work, I just can't explain it to you. So it's okay. All right? But in a larger context, to watch the people attacking me and lying about what I've said and exaggerating and twisting things to make me look like a villain, all because it makes you feel bigger and more powerful about yourself, is pathetic. I'll be vindicated again on this Fort Huachuca thing, just like we have been on the planes. And again, oh yeah, there's some problems with the plane stuff, but I'm putting out a site with all the total proof. Yeah, we'll see. Because, you know, we went and did it ourselves. I went and had pilots look at it. They said, no, this. And then they had people go buy the professional data, the professional grade stuff, and it's like absolutely ridiculous. And a bunch of other people verified it. Notice nobody's out there with all the data disputing what we put out. That's because you can't. Because it's publicly available. You can go duplicate it yourself with just the free stuff. With people's flight stubs, flight tickets, you know, from them ordering the tickets to the tickets, you know what's going to be said. They're fake. Of course, they're not. And that's where all this is going. It's to court, folks. It's going to go to court. It's going to go to court. People keep doubling down. Now, what's crazy is I got drug into kangaroo courts for things I never did. And the kind of stuff I see being done here is what people accuse me of doing. And so it makes me sick to my stomach. So that's where I'm at on that. But I want to get into Israel trying to drag us into full war. I mean, this is just outrageous. And we've got what Netanyahu's pushing. We've got what his counterpart in the neocon kingdom. I mean, right now, the two top crocodiles in the neocon swamp are Benjamin Netanyahu and Lindsey Graham. And they are hell-bent on this, and they are putting pressure on Trump. And I'm seriously, seriously concerned about that. Then we got stuff out of the UK that is the model for here in America. Remember back in March, they passed a regulation, not a law, but the laws are open-ended there. That's how tyranny works. That white men will be given longer sentences than everybody else. It's actually official. And now it's gone into effect, and we have the ministers saying, we have quotas. Not only are we going to charge white men and rule them longer sentences, we're going to retroactively let out people that aren't white to make room for the whites. And they're going, isn't it terrible? You know, 70, 80% of our population isn't white. That's racist. No, it's the same all over Europe. The illegal aliens out of North Africa and the Middle East and Central Asia commit 80%+ of the crime. So they slap them on the wrist still, and it's a revolving door. And now they literally say, we're just not going to actually charge you in most cases. So it's a license to kill. And if you think this lunacy can't get much worse, wait till you hear it in Australia. Big new developments there. New statements by their police, regional, national. They said the problem is guns and white men and right-wing extremism. And so they pledge, after the brutal attacks in Sydney, to crack down on white men. Remember, that's like John Kerry saying a couple years ago, we've got to cut half the food production or people are going to starve. Yeah, those Muslims killing all those innocent people is terrible. So we'll crack down on the white men and take the few guns that are left. And the Muslims will just use cars, trucks, airplanes, swords. But never say a Muslim problem. No, 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 no. And I actually disagree with Tucker on what he said about Islam. We'll cover that when we come back too. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesshow.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping helping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number 1 app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number 1. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number 1 news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's talk about Islam. I remember, gosh, about 10 years ago, got a very threatening call by a senior New York Times operative who I knew worked in the whole Soros MI6 constellation. And he said, you know, we're all about to really come after you. You're going to get sued into oblivion. And I said, yeah, I've already had the threats and had the offers from big high-ups. What you've been told to call and tell me this to get me to listen? And he said, yeah, basically. This is off record, yeah. And I said, okay, what do you want? I'm not going to do it, but what do you want? And the first thing was, stop attacking Islam. And this is a Jewish person telling me this that I'd known a long time. running into them here and there. And I'm sitting there, and I go, okay, go on, you know, what's the rest? And he was just, well, you just need to, you know, stop pushing all this, you know, gun stuff. They'll call it 2A. And you need to, you know, just not be a Republican. You know, you're a really funny guy. People like you. People want to work with you. I go, yes, I know. I've already had your higher-ups, billionaires, try to, you know, just with the straight sale. Okay, no. The answer is F no. And never talked to him again. And he's done all sorts of disinformation pieces on me on NPR, you know, you name it, all these fake origin story things because they, you know, because he's an operative. It's a spook. And you do have these Muslim countries, a lot of them spending a ton of money, not just Qatar, domestically in the West, promoting their different brands of Islam, their different visions for it. The UAE, I think, is the most real, with the real reformation in real action, and is having a big effect. Qatar acts like it's all buddy-buddy and friendly with everybody. We have one of our biggest bases over there, and it does defend Israel with the missile systems that are there. But Qatar is one of the main funders of the Muslim Brotherhood that's genociding people, its affiliates in Sudan and down into Nigeria. So, you know, the whole Israel lobby says Qatar runs everything. Everybody's getting Qatari money. That's not true. But then, in, you know, study it. It's not a secret that Qatar is really funding some of the worst terror groups in the world. And I'm just giving examples here. I'm not singling them out. And then it gets more complex. Just to have one little understanding of this would take hours. Israel helped found Hamas in the early 80s to discredit and displace PLO so they'd have something even more radical so they could discredit the leadership and never have a successful state in Gaza for Palestine. And that's been admitted. And then the billions and billions given to Hamas over the years accelerated about 6-7 years ago with $2 billion a year alone of Israeli money, but they couldn't give it directly to him at the request of Netanyahu, given to Qatar to then give to Hamas, and then Israel turned around after October 7th, pointed the finger at them, Qatar, and said, how dare you be funding terrorists? And they're like, we have the signed agreements. Netanyahu didn't even hide the fact he got us to this. What are you doing? So I'm calling balls and strikes. You can try to figure out who the bad guys and good guys are. I don't think there really are any. Not Netanyahu, not Hamas, not Hezbollah, not Qatar. It's so much double dealing and backstabbing. That's what the Middle East is known for. Constant flip-flopping. That's why they can't ever seem to get their act together. And so in comes Tucker Carlson. And they call him all the little names, you know, like he's some Quatarlson and all the rest of it. And I don't think that's the case. And I really like Tucker. I've known him like 14 years. Really funny guy. Witty. Came to my defense in First Amendment. I was making a platform when others wouldn't. I really admire Tucker. Had a lot of fun with him. I mean, I just think of him as one of the coolest people I know. And when Israel attacked Qatar recently, literally bombing them, and then has been saying Qatar is, you know, funding Israel's enemies, which the Muslim Brotherhood is, which they have been, but they specifically said funding Hamas, that's a dirty trick. You did that at Netanyahu's request on record. Then they turned around and said, oh, look at Qatarlson, with the leader of Qatar, that's funding Hamas. So you see, that was a lie about Qatar and a lie about Carlson. And I love Tucker. I mean, I've got, you know, myself up there last March, you know, in Florida with him. Has the photo there on my X account. That said, though, and I'm going to call Tucker, wish him Merry Christmas, talk to him probably today or tomorrow. I'll just do it here on air. You'll get it guaranteed that way. It's inconsistent what Tucker's doing. And he's too important and too influential a person for me not to go ahead and just say this and then play some clips. I've seen him increasingly say, hey, what's wrong with Islam? I go to their countries, they're cleaner and safer than ours. Well, no one's defending leftist blue city ideology and satanic pedophilic globalism. But Islam in general, Orthodox Islam, wants to conquer us. That's the Quran. And the average Orthodox Muslim believes that. And the imams have accelerated their call for jihad and intifada. And it's scaling up everywhere. And so when Tucker's like, I really don't see the problem with Islam. We shouldn't be mean to Muslims. Everybody's being mean to Muslims in America right now. Said at TPUSA 2 days ago. With no mention of what just happened in Sydney. No mention of all the foiled truck attacks in Germany and all the ones that succeeded. No mention of all the other violent attacks and screaming for Sharia law and call to prayer blasting out in cities all over the U.S. and all the rest of it. And to then say Islam isn't a threat, basically, and then act like they're the victims in general. Are there a lot of people that are Muslims that are nice and are friendly and are, yes, but that's because they're in a phase of just infiltrating right now. Are all of them part of that? No, they're called backsliders. I'll give you examples of Muslims saying that in a moment. They're not. It's like a guy says he's Mormon, but he's drinking Jack Daniels at night. Call him a Jack Mormon. He's not really a Mormon. So, backslid Muslims all day. You know, come on. I'm not saying Jack Daniels is a sign you're good. I'm just saying you just want to live. You want to have, you know, want to be part of America. You want to assimilate. Islam needs a reformation. And I think the UAE, you can fairly say, is doing a real shot at that. And I find it problematic that Tucker has picked the UAE. I find it problematic that Tucker has picked Qatar as the model of what he thinks is best in the Middle East, when Qatar is very slick and very gentlemanly in the way they speak, but when what they fund and what they do, they're backing the Muslim Brotherhood big time. And who else backs Muslim Brotherhood? Obama and the Democrats and the Arab Spring and all of that. So I just look at these alignments and I say, I don't want to be aligned with Netanyahu and the neocons in World War IV, but also don't want to be aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I know Tucker's been in the Middle East for decades, many years there doing coverage, Iraq, Afghanistan, blown up in a plane, terror attack he doesn't talk about a lot, but it's on record, happened right after 9/11, with he and his father on it, flying out of Pakistan. So I'm going to talk to him privately, and because I respect him, and I know he really wants peace and justice and freedom. He talks about the third world coming here and lowering the wages of Americans, people not caring about Americans. Well, I mean, Islam is really the tip of the spear of that. So I just call balls and strikes, and I'm not attacking Tucker in any way. I'm simply saying that when I look at the demographics and I look at how Islam operates, and I look at the war manual that is the Quran, and how they're taught to lie to us in the first phase and say they're our friends, and I see them bragging and saying how they're doing that, and now they're going into the next phase and start pushing us out of the towns till they get up their power blocks, and they're going to try to overthrow the whole country, and they say that's 40 years away. They say they're 20 away in England, 10 away in France, 10 away in Sweden. I mean, the top imams, they say 40 away from here. And if actually look at the demographic, it's true. Because, see, if you get 20% or so, they can bully and attack and buy all politicians and terrorize, and they don't back down. And so they believe you'll end up just slowly giving in to them because it's incremental, and you wake up and you're a total slave. How'd the EU take over in 56? Was this a steel trade deal, Treaty of Rome? Oh, countries, you sign over your authority to regulate steel to this body. And then every year, a little more, a little more, a little more, until the nation states of Europe had signed over all their authority to an unelected dictatorship. They can cancel elections, put you in jail for your speech, anything. It's the same thing. Well, that's the EU in 60 years. Took them all the way from 56 to 2000 to be official EU, and now 25 years later, it's total tyranny. So two phases. What do they say in Dune, the book, and then the movie? The slow blade passes the shield. You can't shoot somebody with a laser gun because it creates a nuclear explosion. So that's mutually assured destruction. And you can't shoot projectile weapons on the shield. They bounce off. You've got to shoot a projectile weapon that flies up fast, stops, and then just slowly pushes its way through. Or you got to go through with a knife and then push your arm through, and then you can get them. And that's what, see, we're built to fight something fast. Oh, armies come sweeping in, Americans would pick up guns, we'd beat them. But if it's incremental, you see, you're never going to have UN helmets. Every good old boy I've known said, I can't wait to see the UN helmets. The day I ever see them UN helmets, they're all dead. They're not going to come as UN helmets. They're going to come as UN smart cities and regulations and ESG controls over what your kids are taught in school. And carbon taxes and social credit scores. And I get in general, Tucker knows they're trying to divide and conquer America. He doesn't want more wars. So he in general, just in this phase, is thinking in five-year plans, not 50 like the Muslims thinking in 1,000-year plans. You know, he's thinking, hey, let's all just come together. And I'm sure a lot of Muslims that hear that go, yeah, that's great. But I'm talking about the imams, the money, the Muslim Brotherhood, well, their stated goal of global domination. And they've gone a long way towards it. So you can't have that view. And I know I'm right. I know this is a major, major threat. Israel's coming in trying to censor America. That's a major threat. The EU's trying it too. I just cover all the threats. But Islam, with boots on the ground, 2 billion of them, having on average 6 kids. The average Westerner has 1.5 kids for every 2 people. We are committing cultural suicide. I want it to stop. And it's good for us to not be politically correct and to recognize that it's not bad to be white, like J.D. Vance said. It's okay to be, you know, it's great to be Christian and to recognize that Islam wants to conquer you and be expansionist. And we don't want to kill you. We don't hate you. But quite frankly, you want to come here and make us adopt your culture, which they do. That's main line. No. And the left is allied with them, passing laws everywhere that you can't even criticize them. In Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, in Canada, and now they're trying here. And they're going into restaurants and businesses everywhere in Houston, Texas, and Paris, France, and screaming and saying, you don't serve bacon on your cheeseburgers, or we're going to come back here. When their numbers get big enough, they do. They've got a battle plan. They're on power trips. Because if you look at the last 1,400 years, all they've been doing is winning. A bunch of cavemen, but they got a plan and we lay down. Let's stop doing that. So I get Tucker's pissed off at Israel and Netanyahu, and you know, it gets down to like, oh, Islam's a distraction from Israel. Israel is the big centralized, one of the main centralized geopolitical manipulators trying to control our foreign policy right now, trying to get us into wars, will get us all killed. Major threat. One of the top ones right now. But the guaranteed threat is Islam. So you've got to understand all the threats. That's what I keep hammering. Sarah Tucker Carlson, I'll start getting these clips.
Most people agree with that. Most Americans have more in common with each other than they disagree on. And almost everybody agrees on that. And almost everybody is willing to tolerate a good faith argument about how to get there. Except a few. And they're the ones running around calling everyone an anti-Semite. But everyone else is like, yeah, of course, that should be the debate. And they'll vote for you. They want that because they know they haven't had that. That's the fact. And what you're watching now, attacking millions of Americans because they're Muslims? It's disgusting. And I'm a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I know there's a lot of effort to claim I'm a secret jihadi. I'm not. You should not attack people on those grounds. And you're seeing it from Republicans. What the hell are you doing? What you're doing is trying to divide the country. And I've lived through 50 years of this crap. All these fake race wars that they're always promoting. Oh, go hate each other while we loot the treasury. That's exactly what's going on. And most people are totally sick of that. So yes, there is a possibility for a huge coalition of decent people once they free their minds from the traps set for them by others and realize, wait a second, we all want to make this country better. And the 15% or 30% who don't, okay. You know, good luck in Maryland or wherever you wind up. But the rest of us would like to fix it.
I have no doubt from Tucker's perspective, he thinks he's right. In the now, Israel, its lobby tries to hide its undue influence behind anti-Islam hysteria. Side with Israel, they're fighting it. No, the truth is Israel created and funded and stood down for Hamas. It's more sophisticated. And the Muslim Brotherhood and Qatar are allied with the Democrats. And so there's two camps. There's the global left allied with Islam. And then you've got nationalists that are sane and want to stop it, who are not allied with Israel because Israel's playing a double game with the Muslims on the other side. I call it the Zionist Red-Green Alliance. And I'm going to talk to Tucker about this. Oh, they'll kill the Muslims, but they'll manipulate and give their leadership money and position them in for destruction. And now that Israel has successfully destroyed Hamas, pretty much, they now go, oh, we're going to Lebanon and we're going to have a total attack on Iran. That's coming up next hour. This is insane. And so the same speech I give you every day about being able to be multifaceted and understand all the camps and pull back from it and create our own pro-human camp, pro-West camp, and we're not in the Qatari faction, Muslim Brotherhood, Democrat faction. We're not in the Israeli Likudnik World War IV nutcase group. We call them all out, analyze who they are, and we say, we're Americans, we're not part of any of it. That's me. When Trump does something good, I promote it. When it's something bad, I go after it. People put out evidence of Charlie Kirk cover-up. Some of it's very credible, some of it's not. I'm just going to give you my opinion. Instead of just asking questions, I'm just giving my opinion. And I don't look at something and say, does it make me more popular or less popular to be on one camp or another? I'm sitting here analyzing the whole ballgame and telling you what I think and giving you receipts of what I'm saying. Every day I have hundreds of clips I can't even get to. I've got clips in Texas, clips in England, clips in Australia of Muslims running TV ads on national TV saying, do not go to a Christmas party. Do not give gifts. Do not light Christmas lights. They're going to steal our kids and, you know, turn them into Christians and all the rest of this. And that's just the mild stuff. Then I've got them passing laws in Australia and the UK and Canada when the Muslims attack, taking our free speech away. So again, it is a sickening alliance going on. And it is a major threat. Oh, the Muslims kill a bunch of people, so now the last of your guns are taken. And they won't ever say what the problem is. And so they're not here to assimilate, they're here to conquer us. It's a political, religious movement. And so that's where I stand on this. I mean, here's just some of these clips. Here's a Islamic ad running in Australia featuring Orthodox Muslim girl calling out Muslim man for not being halal. Here it is.
Oh my God, you look so cute. Right here, right here, right here, right here. Okay, okay, okay.
MashaAllah, adorable, adorable.
Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you guys celebrating Christmas?
Sure are.
Beautiful lights, Christmas vibes, it's the best.
You do know by celebrating Christmas, you're agreeing that Allah has a son, right?
Dad? Is that true?
No, baby, that's not our intentions. So it's okay to celebrate it. Don't listen to her. She's being extreme.
Actually, by participating in this holiday, you're accepting that Allah was born today.
But Dad, that's totally haram.
Unbelievable. Why you gotta make Islam so difficult, huh? It's like everything is haram with you guys. Can't I just have a day where I take my kid out, we celebrate by opening some gifts? I mean, what's the harm in that?
I'm glad you asked.
Can you help me with the Eid decorations?
Yeah, right.
Oh no, she takes us to gym off.
Whoa. At this point, celebrating these holidays isn't even about, is it haram? It's about putting your Islamic identity in danger.
Allah's blessed us with Islam, and honestly, that's all we need.
You got that right.
Now you get it.
Dad, let's get out of here.
Good idea.
May Allah bless you. Bye.
Let's get out of this evil Christmas tree. And that's what the good Muslims, they know what to do with the Christmas tree and the people out there eating cookies and eggnog. Truck time. And of course, under the real Quran, those two little nine-year-old girls are his wives. Now I'm going to come back with real-world imams and Muslims saying, Christmas is evil, go after it. And I can show you new attacks all over Europe on Christmas displays and people let them. This is an aggressive cult, an aggressive gang. But I know how to get Tucker. I've got all the videos of Muslims attacking people at parks because their Labrador Retrievers are there and police arresting them, saying if you get a dog anywhere around a Muslim, they take offense, you go to jail. And Tucker loves dogs more than he loves all this unity talk, which is impossible with these people. Tucker, under Islam, your dogs are bad. And so we ask you, they're not halal. They're verboten. Tucker, as a sign of solidarity with Islam, I need you to go ahead and just, well, do whatever the local imam says, okay? They are vile, evil creatures. So saith Muhammad, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. All right, I'm going to break. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm funded by you, not Qatar or the Israelis or anybody. I'm funded by you. I need your support. The products are incredible. They'll change your life. We still have 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue and Shilajit and the Irish Sea Moss are best-selling products because I want those of you on the fence to try them. They are so good for you. There's nothing like these products, especially the Methylene Blue, but they're all amazing. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Get your orders in now. Most places in the U.S. you'll still get it before Christmas, but give yourself the Christmas gift of health. We have the gift cards. You can give to other folks, get them involved in the show. Whatever you do, I need your help. You know, what's frustrating is we've only got like a $300,000 deficit right now, and we'll get the money in to operate, but we have no extra funds. We need support now, and the way you do it is theolivestore.com. These are incredible products, all the great Patriot gear, everything right there, and the vast majority have never gone and got any of the products. Believe me, go get the Methylene Blue, but you're not losing anything. You know the show's doing good. It's waking up a lot of people. It needs support. So please support us and get some of our great Crusader gear. I can't help myself. I just can't roll over and give up my sovereignty. I'm sorry. TheAlexShowStore.com. Please give yourself this Christmas the gift of keeping this broadcast on the air, which the bad guys really want off the air. I'm in your hands. I need your support now. Plus the products are great. Take action now.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
For me, whatever I believe is the most accurate information on my soul, I will tell you. Always. And again, my critics the last 24 hours made me so sad for them. Their consensus was, I can't read a crowd because I'm questioning Candace Owens and the stuff she's been putting out that's easily debunked. And it just makes me sad that that's how they are. That they think, why doesn't he go with what people want to believe? I get it. We shouldn't believe a word coming out of this. I think there were accomplices. I think there's a cover-up. But the stuff that's been put forward is not accurate. This is a short segment. I'm going to hit this right now, and then I'm going to come back with the Islam stuff, finish up, and then get to the other giant threat. The Likudnik Zionists that want greater Israel and domination. And again, every time I say that, I see the comments everywhere going, we're confused. You're not for the Muslims and you're not for Israel. What are you talking about? You're not one-dimensional, are you? You are smart enough to get that, right? Maybe you're not. I'm not talking about the general audience. And maybe I'm just trying to help people that just can't be reached. But if somebody puts something out that's designed to hurt Israel and it's a lie, it's stupid. I don't want to hurt Israel. I want to reprove and reform Israel. I don't want to hurt China. I want to reprove and reform China. I don't want to hurt America. I want to reprove and reform America. I really morally have to do deep study about everything so that I can have a real grasp of something, because I don't want to get things wrong. I don't want to put out things that aren't true. And that's my instinct. That's my spirit. And I've noticed Candace Owens surrogates have been particularly nasty and deceptive, which just makes me sad for them. We've reached out to her. Do it again. Invite her. Come on and defend her claims here about the Egyptian plane data that's been debunked and the Fort Huachuca thing has been debunked. She was given the information Monday. The flights where people were not even in the state. And I just sat back and waited a week. And instead, I saw a doubling down on Huachuca. So I'm like, all right, I'll just get the stuff together and publish it in the fourth hour then. And you're going to say it's not real. I get it. Which is just digging the hole. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil.
Alex
Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
So the Democrats tell us, and all the leftist politicians around the world tell us to worry about Islam, and then the Republicans tell us worry about it, but they're constantly bringing them in, protecting them, funding them, Israel funding Hamas. What's going on here? No, Islam is being used as a threat to take our freedoms and spy on us and grope our testicles and scan us at the airport bipartisanly. And it's being used as an excuse to go invade and blow up countries and flood us with refugees. And it's used as a political distraction to say, oh, don't be mad about Israel involving your politics. They're protecting you from Islam. That's all true. But it doesn't mean that Islam isn't a threat. It doesn't mean that Islam isn't taking our liberties and our freedoms. And so Tucker Carlson at TPUSA said, oh, why is everybody being mean to Muslims? Because their imams are calling for takeovers. They're shooting people at Texas baseball fields because they're saying a prayer. They're shooting National Guard. They are attacking Christmas events. They are stealing masses of money because we all deserve it under the Quran and running scams. It's the same all over the Western world. They're responsible for like 80% of the rapes in Europe and most of the crime in Canada because they see us as the enemy. And I have all these videos in the U.S. and the U.K. and Canada and Australia and France where they come into the stores and say, you don't sell bacon, you don't sell alcohol, start screaming at everybody. That's just the start. So I'm going to finish up with this. Here's a Muslim woman in the U.K. calls for the people to not celebrate Christmas. She's talking to Muslims here. Here it is.
It's that time of the year where Christmas is fast approaching, and that means we're going to be seeing Muslims taking part, putting up Christmas trees, exchanging gifts, putting up decorations. And before any Muslim comes to me in the comments and tells me it's part of British culture that it's okay, please go and do your research. Honestly, if the Reverts can do it, and some of them don't even take part in exchanging gifts, they don't put up any decorations, they don't do anything. And imagine how challenging it must be for some of them. So if they can do it, honestly, you have no excuses. And if you're that Muslim that was going to put up a tree this year, please take this as your sign. Or if you know someone who's going to take part, show them this video, let them take it as a sign. You do not have to exchange gifts. You don't have to put up a Christmas tree. You don't have to put up any decorations. You don't have to do any of it. Honestly, take it as a day off. You've got a day off of work and just go about your day like it's normal.
Now, this is the friendly little Muslim don't celebrate Christmas. But I can show you 100 videos in just the last month of them attacking Christmas displays in the U.S., in Europe, in Australia, and then all the other shooting attacks and all the rest of it. Those are the Orthodox Muslims going out and doing that because that is verboten. And them surrounding churches after the Sydney attack, 10,000 plus Muslim men chanting at the church because they all see it as a giant affront. Now, this is in French, but here is a Muslim, speaks French, shows up at a McDonald's in France demanding they get rid of the bacon they serve and go halal. And he's screaming and yelling and shoving people and getting aggressive and giving them Islamic Sharia law notices. Here it is.
J'ai fini dans tous les médias. L'équipe, j'ai un contrat avec moi pour négocier ce fameux Big Mac halal. Les frères, quand je dis quelque chose, je parle pas pour rien. Donc l'équipe, venez avec moi, on va y aller ensemble. L'équipe, venez avec moi, on va y aller ensemble. Bonjour. La dernière fois, vous êtes foutu de ma gueule. Vous êtes foutu de ma gueule, vous avez eu de la publicité grâce à moi. Je veux parler avec le manager.
Pas d'alarme, je sais très bien.
Non, mais qu'est-ce que vous faites, monsieur? Je filme pour ma défense. Je filme pour ma défense. Je filme pour ma défense. Eh, vous savez pas qui vous en prenez. Vous savez pas qui vous en prenez. Eh, vous savez pas qui vous en prenez. Eh, vous voulez me taper? Vous voulez me taper? Regardez, il y a un contrat. Je vais vous laisser. Regardez. Regarde, je vous laisse le contrat. Regardez, je vous laisse le contrat. Maintenant, je filme pour ma cité.
All right, I'm going to spare him the rest of this. It goes on and on. I have hundreds of these a day. I mean, it's just because they're making their move. This is the jihad time. This is the intifada. Now, this is a famous clip. There's new ones I have today. British woman arrested for quietly praying on the street. We have people being arrested for walking their dogs. We have Muslims saying, I will kill your dog. Your dog is an evil demon, and it is an insult to Islam. All dogs out of the UK. And my question is, Tucker, you love your dogs. Will you, in the name of unity, give your dogs up? I'm serious. I love Tucker. Again, he's like, doesn't want to have Israel use Islam as a wedge. I get that. But it's a real threat, though, separate from what Israel's trying to do. Can't be this black and white, one-dimensional thing. So here's a British woman arrested for praying.
In London, a woman was literally...
You're engaging in prayer, which is the offense.
It's not a prayer.
No, but you are still engaging in prayer. It is an offense.
It is an offense. They arrested her. She spent a long time in prison. Yeah, let's roll the footage. This is just the latest of, you're about to walk your dog in the park. The Muslims are there. You're trying to affront them with your Labrador. She's like, I live here. That's my dog. Well, you better watch it. Iran to crack down on dog walkers. That's right. They still hide them there. But the point is, this is what they want to do. Oh, your Christmas tree. Oh, your dog. Oh, your wife. My wife a month ago goes out at 9:30 to go to the grocery store. Has a guy literally in a nightgown screaming at her and saying, you are a woman. You should not be out at night. You need to be accompanied by a man. You could get hurt. It's under his religion. He, in an Islamic country, he'd rape her. And she's in trouble. It's her fault. She says he was excited sexually because, she's good looking. And she's a woman with blonde hair and yoga outfit and everything. And he's just like, oh, what the hell? This is fair game. You get in your car. You not be here. You not say. So I'm already getting Durka Muhammad Jihad right here in Austin. They're making their move. Durka. So here's the evil dog.
New York City, is this what you voted for? Because in London, a woman was literally told to leave the street just for walking her dog because someone said it was offensive to nearby Muslims. And this all started because in Islam, dog saliva is considered to be ritually impure. It's a religious cleanliness rule, but somehow that private belief turned into a public demand. All it took was one complaint, one moment of I'm offended, and suddenly a normal woman just walking her dog is treated like she's the problem. So how did the UK get there? This is what happens when a society bends the knee to every single demand instead of standing firm on its Christian roots. This isn't about demonizing people, but it's about calling out a system that keeps punishing the innocent to protect feelings. One person's belief should never become a muzzle on someone else's freedom. If a dog on a leash can get you kicked out of a public street, then what's next? What other freedoms are going to be erased because someone might be offended? America, you better pay attention. New York, what happened to you will never forget. These moments are warnings, and if America doesn't stand up, the whole country will fall. We were built on Christianity, not anything else. So, New York, I'm going to ask again, is this what you voted for?
It's all about pissing on you. It's all about dominating you. That's why the left's allied with it. They want to bully white people, Christians, conservatives into submission because we're being conquered. Now, here's a couple clips, one out of Europe and one out of Dearborn, Michigan, of the call to prayers that blasts out at 5 a.m. up until midnight. Here's an example in Europe and in Michigan.
We're in Dearborn. This is the call of prayer. It goes off 5 times a day here in the United States. Would you like to hear this blasting through your neighborhood? They don't have a choice of whether they hear this or not.
That's just like a rooster crowing. And I have dozens of new videos here of Muslims preaching at the park saying, "And if we see a dog, we will kill it. It is unclean. And I tell you, officers, you will be destroyed if you allow dogs in this park. This park is now halal. This park is now Sharia." Meanwhile, oh, you're privately praying? Jail. Germany, oh, you called the chancellor incompetent? 3 years in jail. But it's not just for Islam. Here's one. Police arrest a man for calling someone a Muppet. And they go, "Sir, you called someone a Muppet. He was hurt. His feelings were hurt. You're going to jail." Meanwhile, they let Muslims in Germany, in France, in the UK, do marches with machetes as a show of their power. Running around with big, huge eyes. Like, oh, that's liberal. Oh, liberal. Yeah, not a threat. Here's the Muppet clip.
So I've been sat around there all this time, yet you decide to come and talk to me when I'm leaving.
Okay. Well, if you can bring you back for me, you're under arrest for Section 4A public order offence.
Just give us your camera.
Listen, all I'm going to say is, do you guys really want to do this?
Yes, we do.
Right, you're arresting me for what offence?
Section 4A public order.
Public order for what? Taking pictures?
Hang
on a minute. Are you body cam one? Are you body cam one? Can you identify yourself, please? All of you.
PC 692.
PC 623.
870.
Sergeant.
1823. Yeah. Put your hands to your back then.
Is this really necessary?
At the minute, we don't know if you're carrying anything that might harm us. We don't know anything about you.
Oh, that's okay.
Can't see your face, so just out of precaution.
All right, let me just speak. That's a fair comment. I'll let you have that.
All right, yeah.
But I don't have anything what's going to harm you.
Everybody says that to us, don't they, mate?
And I'm actually just going to go in lobby, because it's a beautiful lobby.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some, because I ain't got any stills.
My colleague's
going to
tell you the circumstances for why you've been arrested.
Am I being arrested or being detained?
Arrested. I just said the caution.
Arrested?
Yeah.
Well, what have I done wrong?
Are you with the caution or public order? Do you know the caution again, or are you?
Well, what have I done? Tell me what I've done.
There's been a member of the public who you've apparently been shouting at and calling a Muppet.
Right, a Muppet, yeah, and?
You caused him alarm and distress.
She's very upset.
Right, well, I'm going to be straight with you guys now.
You're under caution.
I can feel you shaking. Calm down. You are shaking.
Right, you've got your
I'm going to tell you now. Calling somebody a Muppet.
Before you go in, man, I'm going to turn your camera off.
Calling somebody a Muppet.
So, globally, it's the same think tanks, the same NGOs that are getting governments to pass these laws. And now, in response to the Islamic attack 8-9 days ago in Sydney, they're banning whatever guns are left and saying we're passing laws against right-wing extremism, banning criticism of Islam. And I have the police chiefs and the regional chiefs and the governors all on tape saying you don't criticize Islam. Your criticism is why they came and killed you. That's blaming the victims. And then I have the prime minister showing up at an event at Bondi Beach and being massively booed And then people that simply point them and say, you're a scum, we don't like you, they get tackled, taken to jail. And other videos around the country of peaceful demonstrations with a placard saying Islam is terrorism, jail. 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 Yeah, let's hear some of the booing. Here it is, of the Prime Minister of Australia. Next hour, it's like 4 minutes long of this. Then he gets up on the stage, he goes out over national TV, the whole crowd boos. And they're tackling and arresting people that just yell at him. It's insane 4 minutes. I mean, it is wild. That's coming up after our guest leaves. There's a lot of great work. I'll tell you about him when he joins us. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or a the sky's falling, or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks. You've seen the news. You've seen us battling. You know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support if we're successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. The point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us. And then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you. But we're down to the last round here right now. And we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House. We're getting a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. You have a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexAndTheStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexAndTheStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish CMOS, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support, know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. It's up to you. Please take action now. We'll be right back. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're joined into the next hour with Stephen Gardner. And I'd seen his work before, but I really started focusing on him When Charlie Kirk got killed, he lives up there in Utah. He went to this college. He did a lot of really good coverage. He investigated every different angle and anomaly, what was happening. So I wanted to get him on. And also, he did a really great reports on all the huge news that just broke, confirming what we said, what Trump said about election fraud, really proving 2020 was stolen. And he's got a very popular YouTube channel, Stephen Gardner X, on X, Stephen Gardner X on X, and then YouTube, Stephen Gardner 1. And he sent me a lot of topics, the Epstein situation, TPUSA, the RNC, what's happening there, a lot of solutions, too, cleaning up the voter rolls. So let's hit first, though, the anomalies of Charlie Kirk's terrible assassination and Candace Owens, who I've loved over the years, with this airplane thing. I go and look into it. It doesn't add up. And then now this new thing at this military base, and this guy goes in there, and there's all these colonels, and the head of TPUSA security, and all of that. And then I look at the guy's background. It doesn't look too good. I've now been sent. I'll cover this later. People's plane tickets and everything else that weren't there that are being said they were. And I'm trying to be mean to her. I go investigate this stuff because it's a big deal. And then I do know Cash Patel basically did shut down looking at accomplices who we have saying that he'll be dead tomorrow. So I'm not saying we shouldn't investigate this, but when I go investigate something and don't find what I've been told, I'm going to report that. That's not being mean or infighting. I'm just doing the best I can. You've been all over this, Stephen Gardner. Just in a nutshell, what do you think's really going on with the assassination of Charlie Kirk and some of the bizarre anomalies, and where do you see this going?
Oh, thank you for having me on. So, yeah, I wanted to get to the heart of what was really going on. I realized very quickly that I didn't want to just follow what the FBI was putting out. I needed to know what the police were saying, what the detectives in Utah were saying. I wanted to see it for myself. I covered this story for about 11 days, and then I went to the actual crime scene, and everything changed for me. All of a sudden, I realized, oh, wait a minute. You've got all these people on YouTube and X putting out content, but they don't really understand the landscape, how easy this would have been, where there is probably some FBI truth. So the main thing that I think is happening here is I believe we need to wait for the trial of Tyler Robinson so that we can learn more. One thing that has really bothered me about Candace Owens, and I would love to have her on my show and say, listen, let's make a list together of the things that we know and not just a list of demands of the things we know we're not going to get. You can rally your base by saying, the FBI needs to give me all of the files. It's not going to happen. My family lived through a murder trial, so I understand they're not going to give you anything until this is over. So it's a horrible tragedy. I just got back from TPUSA. It had a different energy this year than last year with Charlie being gone. But from what I can tell, my personal opinion, I do not know that Tyler Robinson planned this by himself. I do believe that he executed it by himself and executed Charlie by himself. But that doesn't mean that I don't have my own questions. Was it really the gun? Was it really a .30-06 bullet? Are we being misled? At this point, I'm remaining patient until that comes out. But I would love to have Candace Owens on and just make a list of these are the things that we know for sure.
What do you make of Cash Patel? Because I talk to people that were in the room not wanting to look at the accomplices or the people that bare minimum said he'll be dead tomorrow, but confirming to my sources that they did indeed interview those people. Why do that?
I don't know why that we're not getting information. As I mentioned, as I went on to the campus, I started realizing like, okay, this is not a really hard sniper's nest, but somebody would have had to know this campus. They would have had to understand the different levels, topography, where cameras are, how to get off, how to get into that wooded area. So that's why I say I don't believe that he planned this alone. But from the video that we're seeing, we're not seeing anybody else that is on campus. As far as why the FBI is not looking into this, maybe they did and they're just holding back until trial. But they should have released a lot more information. This is a high level trial. I know that they don't want to dirty the jury pool. I know TPUSA remains silent for too long because they're worried about dirtying the jury pool. I believe Erica and Candace should have had this meeting weeks ago, maybe even months ago. So again, I'm disappointed that we're not getting more information, but I believe that a lot is going to come out in this trial starting in January.
I really agree with the statement she made, and I had a lot of questions about Tyler Robinson because we've been lied to by government so much. You have the text messages that just sound like they were written by ChatGPT, but then you have the family that came out was very credible reporting him. But then when I saw him in court last week, and they had still images, oh, nice little handsome young man, but he looks deranged. He looked very satisfied, very smug, very, very evil to me. And he's wearing the transgender colors on his tie. And so we know the Democrats and the liberals and the transgender cults that they wanted Charlie dead. He was getting a question about that right when he got killed. We know they celebrated when he died. We know they said he'll be dead tomorrow. And so right there, we're supposed to ignore all of that. And then a random guy mails a letter into Candace saying, I went in Fort Huachuca and saw 12 colonels and, and then later, oh, and it looked like they had a TPUSA security. And oh, then he comes, he uses a fake name there on her show, a real name, Mitch Snow. And then he goes on with her and he has his new name and says, oh, and I'm 99% sure that Erica Kirk was there too. And then meanwhile, I saw that last week. So I called up and they're like, yeah, here's where this person was. Here's where that person was. And I know when we release this next hour, they're just going to say these are fake airline logs, fake tickets, but they're not. So that's the issue here is I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that what do they expect me to do? Not go look into this? So it's real simple, but it's also put TPUSA in the position with all this beyond innuendo that they're the main suspect. They've got to prove themselves because they're guilty until proven innocent, and we're not even looking at the Democrat operative guy down there saying, oh, I shot him. Oh, I did it so the shooter could get away, and people jumping up and knowing where it came from, not scared they're going to be shot, going, great job, you killed him. I mean, a whole bunch of them seemed to know on the videos that this was the big event, and the fact that the FBI isn't getting into that is really, I think, what's allowing all this to happen.
Yeah, as far as those text messages, I believe that the messages are real, but I believe that they were scripted to possibly allow the boyfriend, Lance Twigg, to look like he had no idea what Tyler Robinson was going to do. So, I would love for them to look into that further, share that with the public. Again, I just don't believe at this point Utah or the FBI is going to release anything to us until after this trial gets started. But my main hang up is the weapon. My main hang up is this bullet that didn't go through. There's a lot of questions that I still have, even after exhausting everything I could, speaking with crime scene experts, forensic experts, autopsy people, morticians, trying to understand this on behalf of my audience. I'm still just waiting for more information. And I don't believe a lot of that will come out until the trial.
I agree with you. And of course the spin is when I've asked questions to people that have their theories, is that I'm trying to cover up for whatever happened. No, I think there's something wrong here, but when I go do a bunch of investigation and the stuff I'm being told doesn't pan out, I'm going to call it out. So shifting gears though, you have done a really great job on all your videos. I watch them all the time, breaking down the incredible information that has come out confirming everything President Trump said to a T. It's not like he said this was some corruption and this was some election fraud and then it was something near that. It's exactly what he was saying, exactly what our guests were saying. I went to Georgia during it. I went to Arizona during it. I went to these places and got the reports from the people and talked to them what they saw. And so this is a big, big deal. The courts would never hear the evidence, said there was no evidence, tried to make it illegal to question elections. And now I think everything rests on, before the midterms, can Trump get in there and shut down this fraud? So, Stephen Gardner, you've done a great job boiling it down. Kind of recap what you, I saw a video you did just a few days ago. It was Stephen Gardner, Alex Jones just got the evidence Trump's been looking for, but really that's a nice headline. Thank you. But really it's about Trump was right and has the evidence. Kind of recap that and what you think we should do.
Yeah, well, that video was you speaking with Mike Lindell about something big coming in the first quarter of 2026. So just taking it back. So within the last 2 weeks, all of a sudden it breaks that, wait a minute, nearly 200,000 votes in Arizona were not actually verified whether those were legal U.S. citizens. They just basically checked a box. And we know from the audit that they did in Maricopa County that it was rife with fraud. But then that got buried and we moved on to the next thing. Then in right around the time that President Trump first comes into office, the SEB out in the election board out in the state of Georgia, they announce on live TV during one of their public hearings that there's close to 350,000 ballots that are missing. So either those ballots never existed or somebody wiped them. Either way, they can't find them. And then within the last 10 days, we see these court documents. And inside of there, you've got documentation that over 300,000 votes in Georgia were never signed off on. The signatures were never done correctly. So you start thinking, wait a minute, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, had his life ruined with a $148 million lawsuit. 18, 19 people connected to Donald Trump, drugged through the mud, millions of dollars to each of them in legal bills, only to find out, wait a minute, this election that came down to like 11,000 votes was never really audited, that the ballots were never really checked, that the tapes were not cleared. Whatever happened to the State Farm where, oh, we had a massive leak and had to shut down. And then you find out it was like a little leaky toilet and you got people running stuff through in the middle of the night. So there's a lot going on. I mean, you could jump up to Pennsylvania. Trump's going into the middle of the night, up 700,000. And then all of the sudden, almost every vote in the middle of the night when they were supposedly done counting comes in for Joseph Robinette Biden. Then you find out, wait a minute, Bill Barr doesn't really want to get to the truth. You had retired colonel and former CIA trained Tony Schaefer, who was leading the investigation with Jesse Morgan about a semi truck full of pre-filled out ballots for Joseph Robinette Biden from New York to Pennsylvania, and it disappeared. And then a couple years later, the post office says, yeah, we admit that that was a real thing, but we don't know where that trailer is, and we don't know where those ballots ended up. So then you find out that Bill Barr shut that down. He pressured retired Colonel Tony Schaefer to shut that down. When he wouldn't, he fired him, pulled all of his funding. I'm hoping that that is something that we see coming out soon. So yeah, this thing down in Georgia wrecked lives. And yet at the same time, the mugshot that Trump got helps him raise $10 million. It really split the country of people going, wait a minute, you can't go after a former president just because you don't like him, just because he asked if everything was above board with an election in the state of Georgia. And now we're finding out 5 years later, it wasn't. It wasn't above board, right? So that was the huge breaking news from Arizona to Georgia, up to Pennsylvania, back to Georgia. I mean, it's crazy how many lives they've ruined in an attempt to destroy Donald J. Trump.
Well, I mean, I know he's got this Election Integrity Commission. I've been told January they're going to start releasing findings of it. But then you've got all these federal judges trying to block it. What does Trump need to do? What do we need to do to try to get more integrity in the election so they can't steal it?
So, well, let me tell you one thing from TPUSA that I kept hearing over and over again in the hallways. I kept hearing people saying, can we just get one arrest? Like, we came into this administration wanting 1,000 arrests. Can we just get one arrest? So I think that Trump going into 2026, he's got to get somebody. If they're not going to get Letitia James or James Comey or John Brennan, they've got to get somebody, right? Maybe it's this Georgia stuff. Maybe it's going back to Elon Musk's complaint. You know, we've been mailing checks every single month to people that are depositing those. Why is nobody being arrested? Why are people stealing taxpayer money through the SNAP program and then nobody's arrested? It's not enough to just cut it off. There's got to be arrests. And then as you were just covering in the top of the hour, Alex, you've got over in England, you can be arrested for calling somebody a Muppet, but we can't get people that stole billions of dollars from Somalia arrested. So America has its own judicial issues. But going into this, I think President Trump needs to start revealing the evidence. You know, I remember last year he said, hey, we got binders full of evidence that we want to release. And then his attorney said, never mind. We're not going to do that. We're going to hold off. When Pam Bondi, was going through her confirmation, you had Adam Schiff and others saying, will you right now say on live TV that there was nothing fishy in the 2020 election? She said, hey, I personally have a lot of questions just about the state of Pennsylvania. So I feel like the desire is there, but is the activity, are they actually doing anything? That's where I'm frustrated. And as I walk the halls of TPUSA, as I talk to family and friends, people I go to church with, they're saying, where are the arrests? Where is the accountability? And then as I mentioned at TPUSA, they were saying, can we just at least get one? Can we get one domino to fall? So that's where I'm frustrated. That's where I think of a lot of the American people are frustrated.
Well, Stephen Gardner, you're absolutely right. As big as election integrity, some real arrests. Notice there was not a perp walk of Comey or Letitia James or of any of them. And now a lot of that's getting thrown out by these controlled judges. It's that we're pulling from a government pool of people that are corrupt or cowardly or lazy, that target the few good people. And they know Trump's going to be out of office soon, and they're not betting on Trump or America. And that's the real power of the deep state, is the judiciary and the corrupt legal system that will let them do anything they want.
Yeah. You know, one thing that J.D. Vance, Vice President J.D. Vance, said in his speech at Turning Point USA, he said, hey, if you're becoming impatient, just know that we are too. Remain impatient. Demand more of your leaders. Help us make this change that would allow us to push through Trump's agenda. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know what he meant by that change. Is he talking about this blue slip rule that's blocking Trump from putting in better attorneys? Is he talking about nuking the filibuster so that they can't continue to block him? Or I guess I was a little bit confused about exactly what they want to do. Now, I'm an optimist. I believe Trump has done a lot of good. He's my guy. He's the one in the office right now. So I'm trying to funnel information out to the American public so that he'll go out and do what it is we need him to do. But I really think that arrests are one of the biggest things that he could do that would really make people go, wow, okay, this is a big deal. Exposing the voter fraud, because right now, just like COVID, a lot of people feel like they went crazy because they knew something was wrong with the election. And now the evidence is coming out, but nothing's happening. Same thing with COVID, right? We know that we were scammed. We saw it with our own eyes, but then nothing's happening. So I think we're at that phase where we want to see something happen.
You're absolutely right. But I'm seeing more and more mainstream reports, independent reports, just the general public, figuring out, and you cover this in your report, what Mike Lindell talked about, and then they've done the polls and the studies. The Republican Party, and this is admitted, is the majority party for the first time in its history. It didn't come along till the Civil War, folks, just the Democrats before, and the Whigs. And people are figuring out it's mainly election fraud, and that most areas really are red, and the Democrats know that, so their back's up against the wall. That's why they need to replace, you know, all these people that are, you know, old leftists dying with all these illegal aliens. That's why the fight is all coming down to the wire right now. And I know Trump is frustrated, and you're absolutely right. We just can't sit back and expect him to do everything. What can we do at the grassroots level? Well, I think state the fact that, yeah, we're not getting instant gratification. A lot of good's been done. That would take hours to go over. Fundamental change. We know Trump's trying. But then what do we do individually to supercharge this?
So one thought that I've been having is if we're not going to get the arrests, then we better get the firings, right? Maybe Pam Bondi is not the person to get this across the finish line. So we've got to maybe put pressure there. Like, I wish it had been Matt Gaetz. I'm not going to lie. Pam Bondi seems like a nice person. I've never met her. But so far, her track record is fumbling Epstein and nobody being arrested, not even being perp walked, not even being mugshot, nothing, right? So if we can't get the arrests, we at least need the firing. And he has to keep those campaign promises. Now, he's kept a lot of campaign promises, but there are a few key ones that he has to get done, or else there is a real risk of losing the midterm. He's already got a lot of people turning on him. As I get on X, some of the people that supported him the most 1 year ago today are now every single post seems to be them bad mouthing him, pointing out something, nitpicking, saying it's not enough. I mean, I try not to go down that route because again, this is our guy. This is the guy that I voted for three times and I'm trying to be patient. But, again, I guess that would be my message is if you can't get the arrests, you got to do some firings.
I 100% agree because it's like, okay, you didn't do your job. You're fired. And I'm told that's coming very, very soon because Trump understands nobody's going to be targeted as much as him and his family by this very same group. And I see the Democrats manipulating too. And they take clips of myself and many others out of context to claim that I've turned against Trump when that's not true. So there's a lot of really high tech manipulation and deception going on, but or they go, oh, Jones, you're now a party man, you're the establishment. I'd be glad to be if we got control of the country, but no, I'm the outsider. I don't follow trends, I set trends, and I've been critical of Trump or people in the administration getting back on the straight and narrow, and most of the time we see success. But getting us out of the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord, unprecedented for the planet, securing the border. No tax on tips. All it goes on and on and on. Cutting off federal funding to transgenderism garbage. Trump has done so much. It goes on and on and on. Already slashing a lot of the spending. Already exposing the NGOs. Bad mistake getting Elon out of there. It was moving quicker with him. But regardless, it's night and day. And so people get confused, though. They're like, well, wait, you're for him or against him? No, he's the boat we're in. He's the lifeboat. And the Democrats are the frozen ocean we're all going to die in, basically. So I'm just simply frustrated because we need our vehicle to be as effective as possible. And, you know, just so much of this stuff has been handled wrong. But like you said, it's where we are. So people need to understand that and get that through their heads. I want to come back and talk about Epstein with you and the handling of that. I also want to talk about some of the other angles of election fraud. Representative Ana Paulina Luna calls out members of Congress for owning big pharma stocks. Yeah, that's a real level of the insider trading beyond classical insider trading. Conflicts of interest. Nancy Pelosi has a 893% return on her stocks when Warren Buffett has like a 340-something. Yeah, that's 128 times or 128%. Above what the other best stock picker's doing. Talk about open criminality. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us. this, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
He's a great analyst, talk show host, does a really good job, Stephen Gardner. I mean, he just shoots out the facts, doesn't speculate. I really like the show he does at Stephen Gardner X on X and Stephen Gardner 1 on YouTube. This is a little short 5-minute segment. I think I got to leave in about 10 minutes after that. We'll get into the other big news after that. But the Epstein situation just continues to unfold. It's unlimited files. There's always new cases. There's new civil stuff. It's a never-ending thing. What do you think of the latest developments and how Trump's handled it and what he can do better?
So he came into office promising that he would release that. Your friend and my friend, Roger Stone, had an 8-day private meeting where he talked to him about releasing that. Donald Trump said, yeah, I don't have a problem. Bill O'Reilly told me that he met with him in May. And he said, yeah, I'm going to release it. I know my name's not in there. I'm not worried about it at all. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, I don't need voter support on this. I can do what I want. As you mentioned on your show regularly, he starts building this Streisand effect, getting more and more attention on it. And then he eventually releases it. And photos start coming out from the Epstein estate. The mainstream media and the Democrats, they start putting out these redacted photos with black squares. Every time I see them, I'm like, okay, this looks like a young Donald Trump with a bunch of adult women. And then the next day, the New York Post or you or somebody will release the actual photo and it's just adult women with an adult Donald Trump. So I don't know that he has handled it well. If I could sit down with him, there's a couple of things that I would say to him. That I think he really messed. He had like a Mike Pence moment that I believe that he needs to clarify. But then on top of that, you got the DOJ and others. They just keep releasing redacted stuff. Do you think we're stupid? When you put that black bar over that, all it does is makes people believe that you're hiding something. So remove the black bars and just let us see the details.
Well, that's it. And Kyle Serafin very astutely said like 10 months ago when this all started, he said, look, there's saboteurs inside there that act like they're helping, but they're the ones that are going to mess all this up on purpose. And look, here is another shot with kids. These photos of Epstein with little kids, see the legs sticking out there, and he's always on like a bed or something, and they're sitting in his lap where he's acting super ultra creepy. Notice, though, there's never any photos of Trump doing any of this, which he knows. Yeah. And then later on, I knew that the Comeys had control of it. They'd spike it with embarrassing BS. It's already been recent. I said, you got to meet it head on, Trump. And point out the Democrats, the open pedophile party. So every time they do that, just hammer them on that and just point it out. But instead, It's been damaging, and I wish we could reverse it.
Yeah, let me share you one thing where I think he messed up, Alex. Do you remember when Tucker Carlson destroyed Mike Pence run for president, or Mike Pence kind of destroyed it himself? So this is what happened, and I had to watch this like 25 times to see what happened, but Tucker Carlson says, why are we sending money to Ukraine? This is not our war. Most Americans couldn't even find it on a map. What they're concerned about is the cost of living, the cost of food, the cost of insurance, and affordability. And then Mike Pence says, that's not my problem. That's not what I'm focused on, right? What Mike Pence was talking about was Ukraine and Americans knowing where it was on a map. What everyone heard was, I don't care about that, and that's why I'm running for president, right? I think President Trump messed up. There was at one point where they asked him about the Epstein files, and it was specifically about Tucker Carlson and other podcasters. And he said, I don't need their support anymore. I don't care. I don't need their support, right? I believe he was talking to podcasters, but the voters and those on X and YouTube and elsewhere, they heard it as, you voted me in and I don't care about you. I'll do whatever I want. I think that was the beginning of the downfall with his popularity among the Epstein topic.
That's why I watch your show almost every day, because you always have original thoughts that are absolutely true. That's right. Trump was clearly talking about those shows saying it. Pence, not defending him, was talking about specifically, you know, I don't care if they can't find on a map, I can. And then it totally destroyed them because of bad messaging.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Soon, he made a point that I'd not heard made, and when he made it, it's 100% true. Remember when Tucker Carlson destroyed Mike Pence, or he destroyed himself? Americans don't care about Ukraine. They care about the cost of living. And then clearly, I agree with him. Pence is talking about, no, I don't care if they can't find it on a map, I can. That was just like, you don't care about us. Well, Trump repeatedly, different responses. Listen, those aren't my constituents. I don't need their votes anymore. They were bringing up the questions of Tucker Carlson and people, not I don't need your votes anymore, or I don't care, I'm a lame duck. But that's the things Trump does, because Roger ran up there and explained it all to him for 8 days. Trump comes out, the next few press conferences, I'm the one that first reported Epstein, which is true. He's horrible. I kicked him out of my club. It's these Democrats, they're all pedos, like Bill Clinton and Summers and all of them. I'm sick of it. It's not a hoax that they did all this. It's a hoax that I'm involved. He did that like 3 times, and then Trump's so busy, and he's so pissed about it, he moves on and forgets the talking point. Okay, he's 79. He's smart on something he knows, but you know, he's a grumpy old man, quite frankly. And fish behind the scenes, let me tell you. So that's what happened. But the PR of it was disastrous. I saw the streets. I saw the numbers. Mark Mitchell saw it. Thank God we heard Mark Mitchell. He brought him up there. They've got to do damage control. And if he comes out and says, I'm sorry, if that's how that came across, I know Trump never says he's sorry. Well, to us, he should. I'm sorry you misunderstood it. Of course. And does a press conference and does his head on. Then he'll get a 5-10 point bounce. He's got to do it. He's got to address us directly. Here's the clip of Mike Pence we're talking about.
Would you, may I ask, would you be, and I believe you have a good faith position on this, and we have disagreements on it, but I want to just, I can't let you elide over the question of the treatment of Christians. And
I know, I heard
and
that
would
again.
Would you be, well, no, but hold on, would I'm you, trying, be, would
the
you
problem
be
is
willing?
You don't accept my answer. I just told you that I asked the religious leader in Kiev if it was happening. You asked me if I raised the issue, and I did.
And I'm saying
I also raised it with
incorrect.
The Ukrainians, and I was told that there are religious leaders who have been working with the Russian military that is murdering people by the thousands.
Okay.
I mean, Tucker, look.
Wait, but hold on. Don't you think
Let me explain to you what I think our national interest is there.
I would think you would have greater concern for religious liberty in Ukraine. And I'm surprised
I told
by
you I raised the issue of religious liberty.
No, you spoke to one person who's clearly on one side of it. And there are many, many news reports that are not disputed by anybody that many clergy have been arrested in Ukraine. And I'm merely saying I may not agree with their views. I'm not Russian Orthodox. But you can't arrest clergy for having different views, period. Because if you do, you violate the basic tenet of religious liberty.
Look, I want to be clear with you. I won't stand by it. I won't stand for it. If people are being persecuted for their religious beliefs, I won't stand for it. And any country with which the country of our nation is supporting or our allies are supporting.
Yes.
Period. Paragraph.
Well, the guys grab that on the fly. We can put it in there in post when we upload this to X and Rumble. I'll get it for you. They'll have to guess Lee's will have it. You have it so well, Stephen Gardner. You can quote it for them word for word. I'm not trying to go back to this point and belabor, but this is really important. And Trump needs to come back and clarify that and not leave that sting there. Because most people I talk to that are done with Trump or disillusioned, they bring up the Epstein quote you just said.
Yeah, you know, I don't even believe that President Trump has to apologize. As you mentioned, he's not someone that apologizes. But what he could say is, Jeffrey Epstein was a creepy pervert. I kicked him out of my club when I found out that he was trying to get girls from my staff. I have nothing to do with this guy. I had nothing to do with any of his gross perverted behavior. But Democrats trying to tie me to this is the hoax. And as you can see from documentation and photos, this is a bigger Bill Clinton issue than it is a Donald Trump issue. He is a pervert. We're doing everything we can to get the truth out to the American people. Label it like that. Call out the story for what it is and then correctly say, trying to attach me to that is the Democrat hoax. You cannot put it back on the victims. You cannot not release this. You have to get this out to the American people. But that's, again, one little thing in politics. Roger Stone has taught me this, can really mess things up, whether it's Mike Pence not understanding what Tucker Carlson said or saying, I don't want their support. And he's talking about podcasters and not the people that voted him back in.
Well, you're absolutely right. I know you got to go here in a minute, but there's so many topics we didn't get into. I'd like to get you back on with us here soon. But here's a clip we're going to go to. Tulsi Gabbard calls out the deep state and the war machine. You know, she really is the straightest shooter up there. She's delivered all the documents proving the deep state coup against Trump in America. And it's just so sad that the Justice Department, again, will not act upon that. But at least they're being convicted in the court of public opinion. But it's kind of like now... we just know who our executioner is going to be instead of him sneaking up behind us. So here's Tulsi Gabbard calls out the deep state and the war machine.
But what I've seen over these months is that every time they make progress and they move closer and closer to that hope for peace, the warmongers in the deep state step up and try to do everything they can to stop them. Predictably, they use the same old tactics that they've always used. The deep state within the intelligence community weaponizes intelligence to try to undermine progress. They leak it to their friends in the mainstream propaganda media to try to spread this and push a false narrative. They foment fear and hysteria as a way to justify the continuing of the war and their efforts to undermine President Trump's efforts towards peace, and do so specifically in this case in order to try to pull the U.S. military into a direct conflict with Russia, which is ultimately what the EU and NATO want. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to see clearly what's happening before our very eyes and stand united in this cause of peace.
And in closing, Stephen Gardner, to me, that's really the big issue here. Is NATO's trying to sabotage the peace deal? Netanyahu's returning back to push full out war with Iran and bombing Lebanon to quote liberate them. America didn't vote for more wars, and Israel's pretty much decisively beaten all its enemies. So Netanyahu knows he's got indictments, knows he's got convictions, knows he's got investigations to stand down October 7th, whoever did it. We know it was either him or the intelligence. They both blamed each other. They admit it happened. 7.5 hours, unprecedented. And so now he needs a war to stay in power. So it's so obvious. This is insane. Where do you see that going?
So, Brigitte Macron may not have a penis, but her husband, Emmanuel, he's got the balls to keep backstabbing Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know the pressure of being the president of the United States, but I can tell you this as a layman, as a journalist, that the United Kingdom, France, Germany, they regularly stab him in the back. They want to keep this war going because their economies are falling apart. They want to keep this war going because they need for Putin to be the boogeyman. I think we need to be done with this Russia-Ukraine war. If we're really the leader of the free world and the leader and the top contributor to NATO, then we need to say we're done. We're pulling out. But why allow them to keep being, stabbed in the back? I don't have time to go through the Israel stuff. I'm just glad that it's over. They need to keep them in check so that we can have peace. Continue to build on the Abraham Accords. It will be good for Israel. It will be good for the Middle East, and it will be good for America. And if it's good for America, that's where I'm at, because I'm an America First patriot.
Well said, my friend. How do people find your show?
You can go to YouTube, search Stephen Gardner, and this ugly mug will show up.
All right, man. Great job. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right. In the meantime, now we have an hour and about 43 minutes left. I've got a lot of news I haven't hit. I mean, a lot. And a lot of breaking news we need to get to as well. But since we're on the subject of war, let's talk about that right now. As soon as I saw yesterday morning that Netanyahu was coming back to the White House pushing for a war, I said, let me go check and see if the surrogates are pushing that. Sure enough, full out. They're a big threat. Oh, yeah. Oh, Trump got their program, but there's still a danger. And we got to go into Lebanon and we got to fully disarm Hezbollah. And you're talking about a ground war. All of this is insane. But they've got Gaza. Now they're getting ready to displace who's left. So they want another war, another diversion. And you saw right before Trump got in, a coalition of NATO, Turkey, and Israel overthrew Syria. And so this project is barreling ahead and is not what we voted for President Trump for. So he's got his people beating the drum for war. Netanyahu does. We've got to beat our drums to not have this. And some will say, well, wait a minute, you're suddenly for Venezuela war. No, you're lying as usual to make you feel official and powerful. Talking about people that put those lies out. I said Trump has a constitutional authority to do it. And if he does it, I would say he has the right to do it and I would back it. But I don't support doing it because the CIA will sabotage him and set it up. It'll create a huge quagmire potentially. I know it brings down Cuba and then the control of Mexico. It would be good for America. But I don't even trust if we took them out that whoever comes in later wouldn't put a bigger tyranny in. I just simply said it's in our hemisphere. It's not a neocon doctrine. Thomas Jefferson would have gone in there. So I get why we could go in. But I think Trump's figured that out. That's why he's got a blockade instead, hoping to push Maduro out. But I got skin in the game. I got the globalists trying to put me in prison. I know they ship the computers up to Venezuela from China that are in three of the big companies, two of the biggest. And they've been caught for decades, all the experts said, those companies out of Venezuela. So it's the command center for so much of what the Democrats and the deep state do. And they're projecting power into Europe, you name it. So you always hear about China, Russia, Israel manipulating us, and they do. But Venezuela is on our ass. Cuba. Well, Cuba barely has electricity. That's because they don't want their people to have anything. So I would like to see Cuba liberated. I would like to see Venezuela liberated. But our government's so corrupt, even with Trump at the head of it, the bureaucracy, I don't trust that liberation. But we've already had Venezuela helping do regime change here through election fraud. So if Maduro could be disappeared and sent to Mars tomorrow, if I was God, could snap my fingers and let them have free and fair elections, and that meant that Maduro got shot out of a cannon into outer space, I'd pull the trigger. Okay? But the best laid plans of mice and men often grow astray. So I give you a nuanced response, explain where I am on policy, and I either get, yay, Alex, we're glad you're for total war, or, man, you warmongering piece of crap. People can't be that stupid. All right, let's go to, speaking of warmongering, Lindsey Graham. Listen to him. And when you hear him, he's saying direct deep state, unfiltered, what they want, war with Iran, bombing their major military targets, their conventional weapons, and going into Lebanon and beyond. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Iran, they're up to no good. We obliterated the Iranian nuclear facilities. We did not obliterate Iran's desire to have a nuclear weapon. The regime hadn't changed at all. They still want to kill all the Jews, consider America the great Satan, and purify Islam. Are they regenerating their nuclear capability? Are they building more ballistic missiles that could hurt Europe and Israel? I don't know, but there's evidence to suggest they are. I would recommend, if there's credible evidence that Iran is going back into the enrichment business at other sites, that they're trying to build more ballistic missiles to terrorize Israel and maybe Europe, that we hit them before they can do that. The one thing I've learned about radical Islam, the only language it understands is force. So I am hopeful we can put Hamas on a time clock. The trend lines in Lebanon are, quite frankly, optimistic. The Lebanese government has decided to call for Hezbollah to disarm. If Hezbollah gave up their heavy weapons, that would be a godsend for Lebanon and the region. If Hezbollah refuses to give up their heavy weapons, down the road we should engage in military operations working with Lebanon, Israel, and the United States, where we fly with Israel, like we did with Iran, to take Hezbollah out. Once you take Hamas and Hezbollah off the table, two proxies of Iran, the likelihood of a Saudi-Israel deal goes up dramatically. I think Lebanon would be a good candidate to expand the Abraham Accords once Hezbollah is dealt with. So Hezbollah either voluntarily gives up their heavy weapons, or we have to come up with a military campaign to achieve that goal.
There you go. And believe me, Netanyahu's not coming over here for no reason. He needs to stay in power using a war. And he believes he can get it. So I've got a big problem now, though, because there's been so many real Islamic terror attacks. If Israel stages one, how do we know it wasn't real? It's going to be a real hassle here. And we're entering that whole zone. So look for that. Here's a just individual making some good points about the same people who told you the vaccines were safe and effective are the same ones telling you to go to war with Russia.
Have you noticed that the same people who told us that the vaccines were safe and effective, we've got to save Granny, the same people who tell us that we've got to adopt net zero, the same people who fly in private jets to the climate summits, the same people who are telling us that we've got to have digital ID while they invest in the companies that will provide it. It's those same people that are telling us we've got to prepare to hand our children over to fight a war with Russia. They've lied to us repeatedly. What makes you think they're telling the truth about the war with Russia? Please think about it. Thank you for listening to me.
It's all true. So, the old world economic order is coming to an end. It was designed to come to an end. They were supposed to have new viral outbreaks and lockdowns and austerity and to get you all prepared to go along with it, but that didn't work. And we're getting populists and patriots, people that are smart, elected everywhere. That's why they've got a problem. But the collapse they engineered is already happening regardless. So they want to collapse for control. We're trying to slow the collapse, fix the collapse, get out of the collapse. Overall, Trump's doing the best job he could, in my view, on that. But I just don't have ways to describe to people. I know most of you are smarter than I am, you understand. But there's really nobody alive now that really experienced the Great Depression when they were adults. And just historically reading about it is not the same thing. But people say, man, Jones loves to kiss Trump's ass. Boy, Jones loves to try to prop Trump up. Well, I mean, if Trump doesn't succeed, the Democrats literally are part of the Great Reset plan to implode everything for total control and social engineering so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. So they can dictate the terms of our surrender to them. So we were much more moral and much more self-sufficient in the Great Depression. We have one of these things now, which the globalists admit they were designing. It's going to be a giant cultural communist revolution wrapped into the French Revolution. That's their plan. And so I'm staring down the barrel of absolute hell. It'll make the movie, you know, Road Warrior look like a utopia in the potential outcomes of it. It all run from bad to worse. So I don't think anybody can rationally not sit back and try to promote the good things Trump's doing and try to speak out and block the bad things. It's so much easier to say, screw him. They're all bad. I'm a Puritan. Don't even know any of the facts. Don't even know the factoids. Just kind of go, mindless support for Israel. And it's like, well, that means he's mad. It's not mindless support. But just because of that one issue, the left has learned to get the right wing to adopt that, fetishizing Israel, instead of just saying, no, Israel, not going to have a big war. No, Israel, you're not going to be able to play our politics. No, 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 no. Instead, they've attached it all to everything populist and conservative, where people are so blinded by it, all they want to talk about is Israel. That's all they've got at universities, anywhere. Half the women are wearing, you know, the Palestinian neck, you know, handkerchief, or what do you call it, around their neck? What's the thing, the Palestinian thing they hang around their neck? Kofia? Yeah. And it's everywhere. Like, it's avant-garde, and they're James Bond, and oh, so cool, and oh, so neat. And that's the culture in America. You're either pro-Israel and nuke everybody, or you're pro-Islam. And I'm just like, it'd be like walking into a car dealership and saying, we have two cars you can get. And I'm like, I don't want either one of them. I mean, it's so fundamental that I want to go in a car dealership with 20 types of cars and different colors each one. And I want to also know it's the brand I like. It's got quality and good. Well, that's Americana. That's the car I'm looking for. It's not Israel. It's not Islam. And I wish Islam and Israel well. Just get out of my business. Don't get down on their level and fight with them and get all racial and religious. Say, no, I'm my own person. I have my territory. Now get off my lawn and go away. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. Fratuito. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month, and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Here comes AI, run by the globalists towards the Earth like a giant asteroid. Is it going to be as bad as some say? Maybe worse. Got some big AI news I want to get into and a lot more. Let me give out the toll-free number on any subject we've covered today, which is the waterfront. I'd like to hear from first-time callers. It's 1:33 Central Standard Time. I'll give the number out right now. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Let's let first-time callers get in on at least the first bank of calls. 877-789-2539, first-time callers. You agree? You disagree? You have questions? You have comments? I'd love to hear from you. And then coming up, I believe these aren't out yet. I was given this stuff last week, actually weekend before last, and then I got it again. From Harpal, we should probably get on the show. And I know when we present this, the people will just say it's fake. And then it'll just mean you get sued. And it'll be the airlines there with the certification, the video of them boarding and everything else because they weren't in a meeting in Fort Huachuca in another state planning to kill Charlie. These people aren't props in your little made-for-TV movies and your whodunits. And I'm not talking about Candace Owens, and I mean that. I'm talking about the people that look at these stories, look at what's going on, and then cook up a story around it they think people will buy into so they can become famous. And we have real cover-up going on in Kirk. We have the FBI covering up accomplices. We have the guy jumping up saying, I shot Charlie, and then admitting he did it so the shooter could get away. And a bunch of the crowd jumping up and cheering the shooter, not thinking they were in danger. A bunch of them had said, we know he's dead tomorrow. So Patel told multiple sources that I talked to, yeah, we looked at the 10 people that did that online the days before, and you know, we probably can't get a conviction, so we're just dropping it. It's the network. It's the group. There's no ongoing investigation. We know that not just from my other sources at TVUSA and others. We have it from Tulsi Gabbard with him telling her, you don't investigate, shut it down. Though that's in her jurisdiction. To give him the information she got from the other 16 agencies. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. So, you don't know how to read the crowd, Alex, as the Candace Owens priest said, you know, her acolytes. They said, most people think, you know, TPSA did kill, with no evidence, Charlie Kirk. And I'm like, you think I care what the majority of people think? You think I tailor what I say to what other people think? I mean, maybe if I'm put a shirt on and, you know, a family member says, Dad, that shirt's too big or that shirt's too tight, or we go to a restaurant, somebody bites into something and goes, ooh, this tastes bad, don't eat it. I mean, yeah. We've been at the beach before and bought some shrimp right off the dock, and you boil them, you cook them, and my mom bites in and says, ooh, these taste gross. Let's not eat these. I just take her word on it. But when it comes to politics and life and my relationship with God, I am not going to sit there and have people go, ooh, look, you don't know how to read a crowd. What does that say about you? That you read crowds and you go to what you think they want to hear. Well, that's not me. Russian general killed in car bomb explosion after Putin personally promoted him. A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing attack in Moscow. Officials have revealed. Russia's investigative committee said that Lieutenant General Fanel Sarvanov died on Monday morning after an explosive device fitted to his car exploded in what appears to be a suspected assassination by the Ukrainians. He was previously promoted by Vladimir Putin last year and was known to have been close to Russian chief of defense. The Russian authorities initially indicated the officer was gravely wounded, but later updated to confirm that he was dead. So that's the continued escalations over there. Witkoff says meetings between U.S. and Ukraine to end war, productive and constructive. He always says that. But Zelensky never budges one inch. Man, if I was one of these top Russian generals or anybody else, I would be being picked up. You know, they got plenty of them, by an armored vehicle. And I'd be picked up at different spots. And I'd do what Jason Miller and a bunch of other people have done. Stephen Miller. I would be, who knows who Jason Miller is, I would be moving on to military bases. I mean, how many of these guys have they blown up? They just walk right out their apartment door. The moped next to them has got plastic explosive in it. Absolutely wild. True escalation of this war. It just gets worse. Got a bunch of other news on the digital police state. Good news, bad news, and ugly news. But that's coming up. Again, the toll-free number is 877-789-2539. Let's go to John in Missouri. You're on the air on AI. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Alex Jones, for having me.
Thank you.
I'm running for District 7 in Southwest Missouri because a lot of what you said, I feel like I don't have any representation from my current representative, Eric Burleson. I feel like he has too much support for Israel, and at the same time, I feel like he doesn't have an America First labor policy. I currently work on the job site right now every single day, and I see it. And, you know, everyone doesn't want to lose their job by saying anything. They don't want to rock the boat, and they don't want to basically get fired for saying the truth. And I feel like, you know, we need to take a stand as normal Americans, and we need to do something about it. And I feel like if we don't have the representation, then I feel like we need to step up. And so that's why I'm doing it right now.
Well, that's great. So other than America First and not being a slave to Israel, that's an important position. What other positions are you concerned about?
I'm super concerned about AI right now and Trump's executive order basically making it to where we cannot have statewide regulation. I feel like that's going to be incredibly detrimental to the labor force, and it's going to have severe impacts on like sophisticated scamming. And I feel like if you can fake a video of someone committing a crime, you can easily replicate a phone number, a voice, and lure someone to another location or even get bank account information. So I think that's something that definitely needs limitations, and we're going to see some huge negative effects from the executive order, I believe.
Yeah, from everything I've said about AI, we'd have been better off never creating it, but the systems are not just here worldwide are in a race, so they're greasing the skins where it gets all the best treatment, it gets the low tax rates, it gets all the energy, it gets all the perks, it gets all the red tape taken out of the way, and then it just stampedes forward. That's a total recipe for disaster. So I overall didn't support the legislation that failed. I don't support this executive order. But what about Gavin Newsom and people trying to take control of how AI is done if there's that political vacuum? I understand Trump's reason wanting to win the AI race. But at what cost? What should be done?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we should be pushing to be the best and the top of anything. But at the same time, I feel like that cannot be at the cost of the American worker or the American workforce, like we've been seeing with H-1Bs, work visas, and the abuse through that system. I feel like we're going to have that same effect in that cost paid by the American people again and the American workforce. And I feel like that debt to be paid is so huge and so insurmountable. I don't know how we'd get around that.
Excellent points. Let me just get your wild card take on this. What are you thinking about all this Charlie Kirk stuff and Fort Huachuca and the Egyptian plane stuff?
I believe it's really a push out there to put misinformation and to make it to where, like, actual real critics of the situation are discredited. Like, everyone on the left's going to go and see people like Candace Owens and go, well, you're with those people, you know, and they're going to kind of lump us all together and delegitimize the whole movement, everything you've been fighting for, because someone like Candace Owens wants to jump on the train and basically say all this stuff and, again, muddy the waters to where people don't even want to believe anything that really is true.
Well, I don't, I mean, listen, I've known Candace a long time. I don't think she does this out of being bad. It's just that I went and looked into just these two areas, the Fort Huachuca, you know, assassination planning session and the Egyptian planes, and it's just not true. I mean, there's a few times her a plane, she might have been almost near one of these planes that come to the U.S. for servicing at the very place she was. So it's just like everything hinges on that, and then that turns out to be mostly not right. And then this Fort Huachuca thing is just beyond crazy. I mean, it is the guy putting it out, it is just unbelievably incredible. Not just how he looks and talks, but then his background, what we know about him. I mean, this guy is like a disaster. And, you know, he's being gang stalked and his wife's holding him prisoner and beating him with hammers. And, you know, he's in the witness protection program. There's no evidence of that. And then he found famous tunnels and the military did all this. There's no evidence of that. And it just sounds like what I mean, it sounds like a movie where, you know, there's a crazy guy, you know, they're saying all these things that just aren't true. And then she's like, he's got the metadata. Okay, you haven't presented it. What is it? He went to Fort Huachuca? What does that mean? I mean, let's just give them granted that. We haven't seen the evidence. But it's like, how do I get an email one week, read it, talk to somebody, put them on air, and then I know for a fact TPUSA has been like, hey, do you want the flight logs? Hey, do you want the plane tickets for flying commercial of the people being accused that they weren't even in the state then? And it's like, when I've heard, they don't get a response back. And I'm told she was presented with some of this stuff Monday before last, 8 days ago, and it was like, she came, oh, looks like we're clearing it up. Oh, hope so. Boom, quadruple down into Erica Kirk is on a military base with 12 colonels, and this guy just wanders into it the day before he's assassinated. And they've got the stuff on where she was when that was reportedly said. So it's painful for me to be forced. And again, her people go, oh, you mean it's code word. He's being forced. He's blinking more Morse code. No. Forced because it I have to tell the truth. Okay? Thanks for the call. It just exhausts me. Absolutely exhausts me. But once these people say they're right about something, they will not admit it's not the case. Now, does Erica Kirk and some of her behavior and the constant crying come off as bad? Yeah. Right after it all, big, giant, glitzy events. That's what they put on, though. And so when you've been a theater kid your whole life, I've never been, but she is. I've known them. That's how they are. And so that's all you got? And then I noticed it's the attack on TPUSA, but not just Canada. It's all over the place. You know, don't give them money. Don't donate. They don't do any real work. No, they just got the most people registered to vote ever in the Republican Party. And I see these other concerted lies. Oh, it's a big gay pickup event. Oh, there's all this partying at it. Oh, yeah. Not that I've seen. Pretty buttoned up straight lace. And then, they had Nicki Minaj there. And she's done really gross lyrics before. Yeah. And the point is now she says she supports Trump and now she supports not having Islamics kill all the blacks in Nigeria. And so it's good for young people to have her out there and to reach out to black folks because that's just how that music is nowadays. I remember she was saying nice things about me many, many years ago. And so she's a free spirit. So let it happen. They're so mad about that. The same list of suspects. Oh, look at the Republicans. They're family values, but they've got this lady there that, you know, has got these dirty lyrics. And so, yeah, and Trump cusses up on the stage too. And then people go, oh, that's the sign of the devil. No, that's the sign of I love you in sign language. Or if you're a UT fan, it's the sign of Bevo. Or if you're Italian, that's the sign that wards off the devil called the evil eye. So they're trying to make the Republican Party fun and with pageantry for young people. Remember the Democrats, how much they had to pay to get just a few hip-hop people to their events? they had to pay to have them shipped there. Nobody wanted to do it on their own. So this is the Republican Party trying to get the pop fans, trying to get that audience, okay? Now, if you're a serious person like I am and would rather it be policy, you look at that and it's cringe. But that's how you win. And that's why they're being demonized. So I see a concerted effort to take down TPUSA. And I see a concerted effort to say things about Charlie that weren't true. Like, I saw this thing a couple of weeks ago, his new book. And the way it was spun is, it's all about the Jewish Sabbath and following Judaism. So I said, well, here, let me get a copy of it. And even before I'd done that, Pete Santilli heard me on air going, I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, I followed some of Charlie's. He's so prolific, I missed 95% of it. I can send this whole list of videos of him. I'm writing this book. I'm into the Sabbath for Christians on Sunday. It's important to rest. Give it to God and your family. So I'm one of the first of many books I'm going to write to be about that, because I really, I'm really a theologian and really love the Bible. And that's my, and you saw him with those speeches. And they spun it. Oh, he means the Jewish Sabbath. They're, he's been, they killed him and they wrote this book. And then he's on podcasts, back in July and August, before that, with his notebook, talking about it and talking about trying to get us back to Christian values and thinking, blue laws don't need to be enforced, but we can enforce them ourselves. And a blue law was, if you live in the South, you lived under it. They got rid of blue laws, I guess it was about 13 or 14. But nothing was open except grocery stores on Sunday and hospitals and gas stations. And he's talking about that. And then somehow I saw this one talk show host. It was so convincing, even though I know the guy's a liar. He's like, they stole Charlie Kirk's identity. They killed him. And now the Jews have put out this new book about keeping the Sabbath on Saturdays, claiming that Charlie Kirk was a blah, blah. And the whole thing is about Christians and the Sabbath on the Sunday. And then all the videos of him talking about it and saying exactly what Erica Kirk said he'd come in, on Saturday night, meaning he'd been working. The Jews say, oh, now I'm on Sabbath. I'm taking off a day on Friday night when it gets dark. He would come in on Saturday night. And he made it really serious and stopped working a few years ago on that. He had to sometimes. And he would say, all right, time for the Sabbath. And again, they go, oh, my God, we've got him. And if I wanted to, I could take those talk show hosts saying that. Charlie never said that. You can't find it. It doesn't exist. Charlie, they stole his identity. He'd woken up. He came to blah, blah, blah. And then there's all these videos everywhere of him saying. So, see, that's what upsets me, is that level of stuff. I saw a clip yesterday. And it was like, William Cooper was the original Paul Revere, not Alex Jones. Well, A, the original Paul Revere was Paul Revere. And if you want to say who the original Paul Revere in this last century was, it'd be Welsh of the John Birch Society. It'd be McCarthy. You'd say Lindbergh before him. G. Edward Griffin was around in the early 60s doing this stuff. I'm not in competition with people. I never had a beef with William Cooper. He was on like a 10,000-watt shortwave. I could never hear him in Texas. Every once in a while, I got cassette tapes of him talking crap about me, and I'd pop him in and laugh at him because he was a great broadcaster. I read his books mainly about flying saucers. I wasn't into that. I interviewed him once. It wasn't that bad. I had to let him go because he kept cussing. And people go, well, the funny, we've got a recording of ourselves cussing because we have a delay. And the delay is only 10 seconds. That one was 7 seconds. So you hit it. They keep cussing. You got to let them go because you get fines for that. You run out of delay. They're like, he lied and besmirched his record. William Cooper never cussed on air. The guy was a freaking sailor. That's why he couldn't get on WWC or any big shortwave. He had to be on a little 10,000 water because he cussed like a sailor. He was a sailor. So I liked him, but I didn't really know him well. Back then, there was just cassette tapes and stuff. I didn't, really even follow him. But again, it's all this twisting information. And it's not about me being attacked. It's like this guy goes, William Cooper, he's the original OG, not Alex Jones. Because they're upset that I've been around 31 years and have made so many predictions and have changed the world to the listeners. And, you know, obviously, they know, oh, we're attacking somebody that everybody knows is the real deal. Well, let's just say he wasn't the real deal. He's an imposter to whatever. As if I'm in some competition. And he turns the camera and goes, and most importantly, he warned us the number one threat is the Jews and the Israelis, and he stood to crush them when Jones works for them or something like that. And I went, William Cooper loved Israel. William Cooper said that bashing Jews was a globalist plot and all the rest of it. And there is a plot to divide and conquer. But I don't agree with this, you know, no, there's, you know, nothing to look at here. But it's like, that's what a bunch of those guys said when Kirk got killed the day after. They said, listen, we were against Kirk because he wanted a Big Ten for everybody of every color. He wanted to have America, you know, unified by these ideals. We don't believe that. We believe it's all racial. And I think it's important for people to have racial identity because it's under attack, especially white folks. But my point was, is that as soon as Kirk was killed, literally the next day I already saw everywhere, top guys on that side were saying, look, he was our enemy before, but now that he's dead, we're going to take his identity, say he supported us, and we are going to really use this. So these guys are very cynical, like they're Joseph Goebbels or Edward Bernays, and they sit back and talk about the cold-blooded ways they're going to manipulate. And so Charlie Kirk's Adolf Hitler now. William Cooper's Adolf Hitler now. They're like, look, see, Alex Jones, he's with the Jews, but not Charlie Kirk, not William Cooper. And it's just like both men said that just going after Israel, attacking Israel as the fount of all evil is a larger globalist plot, which it is. But that does not mean that we don't look at Israel and concerned with it. Yeah, you got the Onion stealing his identity, like they tried to do mine, and misrepresenting what he said. A lot of these folks, when he got killed, said, I'm glad he got killed. He said, black women are too stupid to fly airplanes. The actual quote was, we played the clips, was, I'd feel great black women flying airplanes, but you've got to have the same pool that you've got of, say, white men that come sign up for it. It's like how many women, you know, try to go join Golden Gloves. I mean, it's not the sport's fault that it's 90% men. It's just the way it is. So, yeah, if you've got as many black women to go in and try to go through all the flight schools and all of it, then you would be able to get candidates just as good. That's been shown. But they don't do it because the average woman doesn't want to be a pilot. And then even the ones that do tend to get off career and get pregnant, which is not a bad thing. It's amazing. They've done all the studies. Women don't get paid less on average because they're women. It's because they want to be gone more. They want to leave. They tend to quit their jobs. Any woman will tell you that. And women nowadays have figured it out. They're like, no, we want a husband to go out and make big money. We want to take care of the kids in the house and plan the trips and, you know, what we buy and what we do. Anybody knows how a real household runs. It's running well. The dad's out busting his ass, getting everything done. And then they're giving him dinner and pouring him drinks and stuff. Cause in the old days, coming at like 7 after working out in the fields or construction, those men can barely walk with cuts all over them. You bet he collapsed down in the chair and they'd be, oh, dad, here's some iced tea and here's some food. Cause people were on a team back then. But no, that's not how all this is pitched. So, it's a serious situation. Really, really, really serious situation. And we're a society in crisis. And they did everything they can to undermine the family. All right, we're going to start hour number 2 with Benjamin, Nate, Nick, Marco, Dean, Louise, Louis, John, and Tracy. Hour number 4 straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress,
and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Marrying our existing expertise in decarbonization and infrastructure, it's a perfect partnership.
I completely agree with Larry. This is going to be the golden age of infrastructure investing, both in terms of the need for capital as well as investors who want that capital. Okay.
In a move that's raising alarms across the nation, BlackRock, through its 2024 acquisition of Global Infrastructure Partners, or GIP, has surged into direct ownership of U.S. energy infrastructure.
BlackRock, one of the largest asset managers on Earth, which owns just about everything, appears to be quietly buying up huge pieces of the U.S. energy grid. But don't worry, they say it's all about building infrastructure for artificial intelligence, so don't worry about it. Nothing to see here.
Shifting from passive investor to hands-on controller of critical utilities and grids.
The company BlackRock that's f***ing everybody in America, they're going to be buying utility companies now. That's right, utility companies. They've already purchased an electric company up in Minnesota. F*** you. They have plans to invest hundreds of billions of dollars into the utility market here in the United States so you can watch your electricity and gas bills go up to nosebleed levels.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved a $6.2 billion takeover of Elite, parent of Minnesota Power, by a BlackRock-led consortium with Canada Pension Plan in October of 2025, granting private equity majority control over power serving 150,000 customers.
This $6.2 billion deal follows months of debate and pushback from groups across Minnesota.
It is not always going to be in the financial best interest of BlackRock to keep our rates as low as possible. That's not the business that they're in. They're in the business of making profit from as many things as possible.
I'm a Minnesota Power customer. So if you have read stories over the years about beloved brands like Joann's or Red Lobster being driven into the ground by private equity, now imagine if that was your utility. Because that's where private equity sector is going, as they have extracted all of the value out of the retail and service sector that they can. They are increasingly turning their attention to infrastructure and the things that make up the material basis of our lives.
Meanwhile, GIP is in advanced talks for a potential $38 billion acquisition of AES Corporation, which is a major player with renewable assets nationwide.
Larry's team drafts the game plan for restructuring portfolios, valuing toxic assets, and bailing out collapsing banks. Larry Fink had turned the greatest financial disaster of a generation into his greatest triumph. While American finance takes years to rebound, he emerges with friends in high places, more money than ever, and what he's always wanted, the influence of a president, a company like a world power, without a single campaign nor a single vote, true power. And while no one was taking notice, he has created a playing field where, no matter what, BlackRock always wins.
Thousands of miles of overhead pylons will be erected to connect offshore wind farms, solar farms, data sheds, and millions of cars and other renewable sources to that national grid.
In Texas, BlackRock's footprint grows via GIP-owned firms like Eolian, developing massive battery storage projects such as the Padua Complex near San Antonio to stabilize ERCOT amid retiring fossil plants and exploding AI-driven demand.
Blackstone is currently in the process of purchasing the Texas-New Mexico grid. BlackRock actually started under Blackstone, and while they still claim that they're separate now, if you look at their yearly reports and their quarterly reports, they still push the ESG narrative. The Texas Attorney General here has a lawsuit against BlackRock for that very reason, where they were manipulating the grids and pushing solar and wind technology and offsetting coal and oil and gas because of them pushing this ESG narrative.
Consumer advocates and experts warn of profit-driven models loading debt onto the utilities, slashing accountability, and hiking residential bills to subsidize big tech clients, eroding public oversight of essential infrastructure serving millions, and private equity prioritizes returns over resilience. John Bound reporting.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and I may be no good, there's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp.
You know, I've been on air 31 years and was studying politics and military and culture for a long time. So fascinating. In history, and I know people like to be in factions, people like to be in gangs, but man, I've just been battling for decades to get people to admit that there's a globalist corporate government system that wants to take control of our lives, create a corporate monopoly towards the aim of engineering humans into biological androids and finally phasing us out. That sounded crazy 30 years ago, but I had their own writings. Now you see them everywhere pushing it. Elon Musk warning of it. While he simultaneously promotes the technologies for it, which have some good uses. It's paradoxical. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. But now that people have woken up to a great extent to that there are globalists, there are powerful forces, they then obsess over who really runs it exactly and then obsess over who's a Puritan, who's really on the right track all day, when we know the administrative systems, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the central governments of the countries, they're having their laws standardized, written by the globalists, most of them. And the UN and regulatory systems, BlackRock with its corporate governance, and they all get together and they all unify their plans. 2 years ago, they made the WEF co-equal with the UN leadership in policy, and they literally openly work together, and Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, is now the head of the WEF, meaning basically the head of the UN. So they're even bringing in the corporate chiefs now to literally sit on the board of the UN. It's wild. And then Ben Shapiro goes, yeah, Jones and these people, they won't tell you who runs it, and they just want you to be hopeless. They never have solutions. All we do is say who runs things. All we do is expose it. All we do is give people ways to stop it that are smart. And so much we want to do gets done. So we should be very, very optimistic. I mean, most of you, if Trump fails and we fail, will just be in a horrible tyranny in a police state and being sarcastic. It's horrible for everybody. People like me, I mean, they are coming after my ass. So that's another reason. Yeah, I need Trump to succeed. I need Elon Musk to succeed. Are they perfect? I think Elon, in many ways, is overall better than Trump. Trump's better than him in some ways. But, yeah, these are our champions. I mean, these are people that have gone to the mat, folks. And so we all need to be as informed and engaged as we can be right now. All right, let's go back to the calls. I'm going to hurry through them now. I appreciate you holding. Benjamin in Nevada, you're on the air. What about Israel-Iran conflict? Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, if you want to talk about heroes, I think Thomas Massie's probably one of the only heroes we have in this country right now. And I don't know if you agree or disagree. But as far as the whole Iran-Israel thing goes, if you look into Yom's prophecy, it seems like the whole New World Order thing is in perfect lockstep with fulfilling the Jewish prophecy. And we've researched this over here at realamericanpatriots.com. And what we're seeing is, if you connect the dots, you see people like Miriam Addison. And, yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on all this? Because the Israel-Iran conflict looks to me like it's trying to fulfill more of the Jewish prophecy. And it all ties in with Saudi Arabia also, if you understand what I'm talking about. I know you do, you know, with the whole 9/11 thing. So don't you think that this all ties together? And, you know, guys like Ryan Dawson, when I've seen him over the years, it just seems like it something's not right here. Would you agree or disagree?
You got to remind me, who's Ryan Dawson?
Who's Ryan Dawson? He's the guy that did the biggest thing on 9/11.
Going from memory.
I'm sure your listeners know who he is. If they don't, they will now.
No, it rings a bell.
Rings a bell. Okay. Well, let's get by that. Let's go to people like Miriam Addison with not only, let's say, AIPAC, which the Republicans and Democrats are both in on, right? Okay. Well, you think you have a bozo like Mike Huckabee that you're sending over here, over there. Do you see what's going on here? It seems like the whole Jewish prophecy thing is trying to be fulfilled with the New World Order. And this is where you can sugarcoat it any way you look at it. But this is what's real news. And this is what's really going on. And it falls into the same category where, oh, you have to respect our, you know, like we're infidels. And I'm just not good with that, because anybody that's an American patriot, you know, should really be behind America first, not any other thing first. And it's not trying to make...
No, I mean,
friends.
I hear you.
We control the world, Alex. It's not right.
Just saying, Israel controls the world over and over again. Do you guys think if you say that mantra, it'll, like, make it go away? Or, like what?
There's got to be a solution to the problem. What's the solution? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, you're on air. You're not censored. Keep talking about Israel. No, give us solutions. Keep talking about Israel. Go ahead.
That's what I'm asking you. I want
you to tell me. I think if you just say Jew over and over again, it'll make them melt.
I don't know. See, this is where people are getting it twisted. The Jewish prophecy is running hand in hand with the New World Order, and Donald Trump is walking us into it.
Okay, well, tell me about the Jewish prophecy, please.
If you look at everything that's been going on in the world, you have to follow the Talmud. Right? You know what the Talmud is?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, when you're connecting the dots here, it's pretty obvious to see. Now you see rabbis coming out all over the world talking about basically us creating a war with the Muslims. And then, like, I don't know, are they going to come in and be the good saviors here? Or, this is what I don't understand, man. And I'm not
well,
being
I appreciate your call. You just keep saying, it's a weird speech pattern because I didn't screen your call. I was happy to talk to you. Want to hear about Israel? All you want to talk about it. And you would just say, I don't know. Well, tell me. Well, come on. I don't understand here. I appreciate your call. Yes, I know about the Talmud. I know about some of the sects of the rabbis that say they're going to have the Muslims and Rome. We're the new Rome. Asa and Ishmael kill each other. And, yeah, I know all that. So we just said it again. I can just repeat it over and over again. People always call me like, I'm going to talk about Israel. I can't believe this is getting out. It's like it's like we found Dad's Playboy magazines or something, and we really got it here. And I'm not mad at you. It's just the it's always those calls. It's like, is it all right? It's like I'm just like, it's just that's where I'm at here. Is that he's like, and you can sugarcoat it all you want. I'm not sugarcoating shit. I mean, if I wore a Hitler uniform and came up here and said, I love Nazis and I want to kill all the Jews, we'd make $10 million a year and I'd be flying around in a giant private jet right now, okay? That's where everybody is. Because people are so sick of the system and sick of the corruption and sick of political correctness that all that's over, okay? And today you've got J.D. Vance saying, it's okay to be white. If you said that 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you'd be debanked, okay? If you put up those posters while whites are being demonized, the police would try to find you and arrest you. All I'm saying is the pendulum's swinging so far the other way now that Alex Jones is seen as moderate. And the reason that happened is the left is saying whites are inherently evil, Christians are inherently evil, the West is bad, you never invent anything. And that is the globalists, the Islamicists, a bunch of the Jewish lobby, leftist Jewish lobby, all that, they're doing it. But the Catholic Church is on board with the Pope, promoting all the same crap. I don't want to hear about Europe's Christian roots. I don't want to hear about not bringing in the Muslims. Well, then you bring them in Vatican City. And so people are completely sick of it. Me, I, you said, the Jews control the world. It was so exciting to say it. Like, it was like a taboo. And you're going to fire the photon torpedo down the reactor shaft and blow up the Death Star. And finally, it's away. It's gone. It impacted on the surface. Israel loves to get attacked because that makes the Jews get all scared and give their leadership more money. It doesn't do anything. I'm simply trying to oppose the policies of the globalists, the policies of BlackRock, the policies of the Chi-Com, policies of Israel trying to control our internal politics, then they just say, you don't control internal politics. And I don't get all emotional about it and, bells and whistles about it and all the rest of it. But communist China has broken away from the globalists. It's a major power bloc. Then you've got the technocracy that you can say is Jewish or whatever. A lot of it is, but it's just transhumanist and satanic. And it's just... My point is, I can literally post something about a vaccine being a poison or literally a plane crash or something. And it's like just Jew. And if people think just doing that, I mean, if I thought we could bring down corruption and save the world, if I wrote on a chalkboard, Jews bad 5 billion times, I'd do it. My only issue is, and we'll talk about it over and over, just Jew, doesn't do anything. But if you oppose policies of the globalists across the board, we can really get people going. In fact, coming up, I've got some really powerful examples of this that we need to get to. But for me, that's why I just hear, Trump works for Israel, I'm done with him, blah, blah, blah. Well, what does Israel mean? It's a bunch of different factions. And Trump's tried to keep us out of war in the Middle East under incredible pressure. So he's walking a tightrope. And Trump's killed the carbon taxes. That is at the heart of the whole New World Order BlackRock system, Rothschild system. So the truth is, let's just say the global government structure, New World Order, is Jewish, like you say. Okay? Well, Trump is 90% against it. And I'm not going to even get into what runs it or what goes on. I'm just opposing it and depoliticizing it and saying, you want to eat bug protein? You want to live in a 200-square-foot apartment? You want to be sterilized? You want to be a slave? You want to live in a dystopia? Then continue down this road. It's that simple. I'm not mad to call her. It's just like those particular people in Israel usually, can they just call in and talk about Israel? Now, is that all right? Whoa. You're not going to censor me, are you? And I'm just like, God, what's so weird? Because you fetishize it. It's not my religion. My religion is not obsessing on Jews. Not loving them or hating them. But I understand it's your religion, so we'll practice it here together. Total Jew obsession. And I don't care. Bring up Jews. Just don't have to like, oh, God, oh, Jesus, oh, God, what do I do? Oh, yeah. You know, that weird dance every time. Nate in California, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome. I'm Charlie Kirk.
Hey, yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was hearing that there was a lot of leaks prior to his death that he was trying to urge Trump to be anti-Iran war. And I wanted to know your credibility, like what you thought the credibility of those leaks were, and why he would, like, say there was a stand-down order given his, like, he was, like, very pro-Israel before that. I want to know your opinion on those things. Thank you.
Thanks. Charlie Kirk definitely was publicly critical of some of the Israel lobby trying to bully him into pushing war and all the rest of it. And, like, Tucker Carlson just started to be critical, and then he got bullied by the Israel lobby, so it made Tucker Carlson get more hardcore. And now the more hardcore the Israel lobby gets, the more hardcore he gets, which is how that paradigm tends to work out. And so, you know, you'd have to give me the specifics, but, I mean, everybody said, like, are these text messages real? Are they real? And I was like, no, I think those are real, the can of someone says. Because everything, I hadn't known her up to that point to put out stuff that, you know, generally was, you know, was pretty accurate. I'd known her to do that. But I remember almost everything I read in those text messages, I'd already seen him say it. Basically the same. So, yeah, and you know, that's people said, well, maybe Israel killed him. We're just back to it, which is fine. I'm pretty sure the caller just asked the question. And I said, yeah, Israel's completely willing to do that. Netanyahu particularly, heavily involved in 9/11, or the neocons. And could be. I just couldn't say the first day that. And then they said, oh, his security team's Israeli. Wasn't true. And then all this other Israeli stuff wasn't true. And I'm just like, guys, come on. All right. And so that's it. And so we don't know what happened other than Cash Patel is covering up accomplices. Definitely domestic and leads on foreign. And then that is seen as a dead-end, stale conspiracy by people that manufacture their own pet conspiracies because they can be the ones in charge of it. I've never been the conspiracy industry. I've never been the conspiracy theorist. I take all the facts I've got and say, well, I'm not sure, but this is what things point to. I would give a probability of this, and I'm almost always right. So that's where I stand on that. But I would think the Democrats are the ones that said they wanted him dead. They're the ones celebrating he'd be dead. Or first, they want him dead. Then they predict he's going to be dead when he comes there. Then he is dead. They brag. See, we told you he'd be dead. They had a bunch of weird stuff going on. I already mentioned it five times today, so I won't get back into it. And then they had the guys as the diversions down there saying, you know, they'd shot him, that are known political operatives of the left. And you got people instantly going, yay, pointing up at the roof. Yay, great job. Not thinking they were in danger. I mean, they'd heard he's dead today. And the police wouldn't let him be in the auditorium inside. They made him go outside. I mean, the police are bad. They just get told by their bosses, no, we want it outside. Something like this. Well, we got a lot of wear and tear on the auditorium. This is an outside political group. Have them do it on the grass. You know, that way we get more time out of the auditorium. Probably a story like that, but it's something else. And everything TVUSA said, they've released the proof of it. But speaking of that, I've got the stuff right here, but I'll get to it before the end of the hour. But it's just a black hole, folks. Absolute black hole. Because Cash Patel has killed an investigation into what Tulsi Gabbard gave him with the signals intelligence of evidence of domestic and foreign involvement. And so the trans mafia wanted him dead. The left wanted him dead for getting all the young people registered, overriding their legal alien vote. The Islamics wanted him dead. You could say TPUSA. So they'd get control over that was. That was a narrative. And then we had Israel doing it. And then when you had Mark Levin and all them threatening people, saying, you guys think you're big, you know, we can deal with you. I said, maybe they did. I mean, you know, Netanyahu announces eight-front war, all the rest of this. So, I don't know. I just can't say Israel did it. I still think it was the left, their open call for violence, the trans mafia, and the guy comes in there, Tyler Robinson, wearing that trans flag tie and looking eviler than hell. And I was like, wow, he looks evil. He really, like that arrogance, satisfaction. When he didn't think the camera could see him looking down, looking like a wolf, I was like, nah, okay, that's a bad man right there. That's a twisted brain. Did he have help? Could have been another shooter? Absolutely. But I just noticed the whole time, while I was just the last 3 months, September, October, November, you know, 3.5, 4 months, I would just go look at the latest theory, check it, and go, yeah, that's not really exactly right. You're a traitor. You're covering up. You're a liar. But later, they'd abandon it. See, they never admit they're wrong. They just, oh, no, you're covering up. They never defend the debunked story. They move to the next debunkable story. And I bet you money when I show these flight tickets and flight stubs for the head of Security TPS USA, that they're going to say those are fake. And then you know, we've got more. And it was just down the line, and then all of a sudden, yep, now you're getting deposed. Now you're in there dealing with it. There weren't 12 colonels at Fort Huachuca meeting, and a weird guy who's got this huge history of making up wild stories, used an alias to go on our show the first time, says he saw her and the head of security and 12 colonels and a bunch of troops planning something in a secret new base at Fort Huachuca. That's not how that stuff works. And then they got all the flight stuff, everybody not being even in that state when that happened. The people they accused of it. And even after being presented with this Monday last, Candace doubled down again last week. We had this stuff last week. I just can't believe I have to do this. And I have to do it because of you. Not like they say, oh, he has to do it. That's code. There's a gun to his head. Yeah, no. It ain't code. I talk straight. Stop it. Stop creating black holes that take us nowhere. There are 10 people that said he'd be dead that day in the town. There are people running to diversions within a second of the shot, saying, I did it already. There were people in the crowd jumping up and cheering instantly. They were told it was happening. Who told them? There's a cover-up. I've been saying it since day one. Cover-up, 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 cover-up. And I'm like, yay, good job, everybody, looking into it. And I got all the inside baseball, too, about your calls. Let me do this at the end, and I'll show the stuff. I mean, I've got people that are in the FBI meetings, in the TPSA, in the White House meetings, in the cash control meetings. That's how I break the stuff months before it comes out. And they all want to know what's going on. And Cash Patel's like, nope, there's nothing. We're not looking at anything. But the idea that TPUSA, people that have been his friends, in some cases 15 years before it was even TPUSA, some of his best friends, that they're all in on killing somebody. By the way, these are Christian good people. First they undermine them and say, oh, they're all gay, they're all using drugs. These people literally have lectured me at dinner with them when I'm drinking a vodka. You really shouldn't do that, Alex. You really should stop that, Alex. I mean, look at them. Look at their skin. Look at their hair. Look at it all. He was a captain of his football team. All of them. Most of them don't even drink. And you see these stories everywhere. I mean, you know what TPSA leadership reminds me of? It's a bunch of Southern Baptists. I mean, almost annoying they're so good, okay? So, but meanwhile, constant stories. They're all on cocaine. They're all having gay orgies. That's the Democrats and some of the rhinos. That stuff goes on in D.C. I've exposed it. That's not going on there. But it's everything to undermine it. Everything to undermine it. Everything. You know what, around the leadership of TPUSA, what you got? You got dads with diaper bags with kids on both hips and three or four more running around their feet. I mean, they live what they say they're doing. And so I know these people. That's why I'm watching all this mean-ass stuff being done to them and all these dirty tricks, and it pisses me off. I'm not getting anything from TPUSA. I don't care about TPUSA. Charlie Kirk, 2 months before he died, a month before he died, said, we got to get you on the show. You got to come to TPUSA. And I'm like, yeah, I'm busy with my bankruptcy. I'm just going to stay here. But, you know, when this is over soon, you know, all right. You think I care about getting up on the stage? Nah. Done it plenty. I'm in a bunker for a reason. All right, I'm going to your calls when we come back. Stay with us. I appreciate you calling.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you.
The first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, by the way, we talked to Candace Owens, producers. She's on vacation. Well, they say a week or two, but she said she'll come on the show when she gets back. Great. Because I posted a video yesterday asking questions, and most people didn't watch it. They're just like, how dare you not ask her on? I explained I did that in the video. And then people just make up what's in the video without even watching it. I took what they said serious. I went and investigated it and found out that it wasn't accurate. Doesn't mean there's not other stuff to investigate. It's simple. And now people are saying, I'm trying to get her killed because I said I'm concerned about her. It's sick. And a lot of the people that question the system now, that's healthy. But you don't want to become worse than MSM, all right? Let's rampage through your calls. I apologize for taking time to go to them. Marco in New York on Nick Fuentes, Candace, and Tucker. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Marco. You're on the air worldwide. Oh, he'll say we censored him. We can't do that. Marco! Polo! Marco! Put him on hold. I'm going to go back to him. Thanks. Let's go to Nick in Arizona. Nick on Epstein. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. The good news is I'm not asking about Israel or the Jews this time. I do have a couple questions. I'd like to have...
Well, no, that's not good news. People can talk about whatever they want. My point is a lot of those guys call in and they go... and they get like, ooh, they're getting away with something. And it's like, I'm not censoring them.
Right, right. So I guess we could get out of the way first. Jew, right?
Good. Set a kudos, like Limbaugh. You just say, ju. See,
yeah.
You know, you're not as full auto as me. Yeah, you like that?
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right, there you go. So instead of doing Hail Marys, you say 5,000 Jews.
There you go, right? Perfect.
Go ahead.
I got one question before my main question. My first little question is about InfoWarsStore.com.
Yes.
I was wondering if any of the media, like the DVDs, like the COVID Land that are still on the waiting list, if those will ever be re-released. And God forbid, if InfoWars gets shut down, would that media be able to be purchased on the AlexJones.com website? AlexJonesStore.com?
No. If the bad guys get it all the old catalog, all our stuff, they'll own that. So anything you see on the site is in stock, and that's why it's limited, and that's why we're in trouble, because through the receivership, they won't let us buy the product we need, and they'll just kind of sparingly go, okay, you can do this, you can do that. And so that's why I guess they're just like waiting us out till we run out of money. But hopefully people will go buy the posters, go make donations. Because I don't see how they hold this up much longer. It's been a long, protracted battle. What was the other question?
The other question is I've been seeing several posts online from my leftist friends over an allegation that had resurfaced online about President Trump involving Jeffrey Epstein and a woman using the name Katie Johnson, who Trump allegedly raped four times in 94 when she was 13 while being hosted by Epstein at one of his orgies. And nowadays it's so hard to tell what's real versus what is information online. And I was wondering and hoping if maybe you could please clarify what's fact, what's rumor, and what the record actually is. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've already clarified this. People can look it up for themselves probably 150 times. There were a whole bunch of Jane Does that turned out to not be real, followed by law firms that didn't exist. And there was also a couple of actresses that did interviews saying all the stuff that turned out, none of that was true. And you see the stuff they keep releasing, there's nothing there. But it's never going away. So people just need to believe what they want. Trump decided to work with the CIA and protect Mossad. They've stabbed him in the back. And so now it's his tree. He's sitting on it. So, I mean, It's like Chinese water torture, man. It's like I was one of the first people to ever cover this. I know all about it. Trump never went to the island or Zorro or to his New York thing. None of that's true. He was a socialite. Trump did all these public events. So did Epstein. That's why they're pictured together. He kicked him out of his club. Trump didn't do that. Trump didn't get peed on by Russian hookers. That was fake, too. And people still ask me, is a Russian hooker thing fake? They admit it's fake. But no, that was not true. And then E. Jean Carroll said he walked into an area that has, like, Western bar door stalls that are just a few feet, not even to the floor. And she comes out, and he grabs her. And then it turned out she said she was wearing a dress when he attacked her that wasn't made till 2 years later, Vogue said. And it, word for word, her police report was a Law and Order episode. And she's a crazy cat lady. And all he said was, I'm innocent. And they found him guilty of defaming her for saying he's innocent. I think that was like $8 million. Then he said he was innocent again. Was it, what, $86 million? I mean, you can't say you're innocent? That woman, and then she goes to Anderson Cooper, and he says, Trump raped you. And she goes, no, I love rape. It's so hot. Anderson, rape. And he goes, whoa, let's go to commercial. I mean, it's just total lunatic nutball. And that's what you get. It's just recycled crap. Dean in Indiana, we got to move quicker. Dean, go ahead.
Alex, wanted to get to put my idea in your brain and the listeners. You talked about BlackRock buying up a power plant and looking into the grid. We the people actually hold all of the power over the power. It's our weakness in the country, but it's also their weakness. If we all, like Tucker talked about, collectively decided that we're not going to pay our electric bills, just like he talked about, we're not going to pay credit cards for 90 days or something, they can't shut off everyone's power. The power utility grid is a system that has to stay running. The electricity has to be generated, and it has to go somewhere. Our infrastructure does not have the storage capacity for them to turn those plants off, to stop the trains that carry the coal, to regulate the natural gas flow. So if it comes to that point, we need a leader like you to put together a political party that would instruct 1 million-plus people, we're not going to pay our electric bill. And there's nothing they can do about it. And if they go to shut your meter off, you can pull your meter out and you can jam a putty knife in there and the electric still flows. They don't meter it. They can't charge you. What are your thoughts?
You'd have to think that through to its conclusions, but that's the type of radical action if things keep going this way that we have. Look, you're right. It's a perpetual motion machine. So is civilization. That's why when they did all the COVID shutdown, we never built back from it. And a lot of people never really went back to work. Because once you get off the treadmill, it's hard to get back on. And you're right. It takes a long time for them to power down the systems. You can't even really power down the nuke reactors, or it takes months in most cases. There's all sorts of issues, but then that could bring the grid down and knock it out for a while, and we can put ourselves in the dark, so we don't want that. We have laws. BlackRock has already bought up a lot of the electrical systems. It's a big problem, and we need to be paying attention to it. Thanks for the call. Really good point. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, in regards to your last caller, I wanted to talk about AI and just how it's made to enslave us. Most people think of computers as binary code, zero ones, but AI works on what's called qubits in superposition that can be in multiple places at one time. Nobody understands how this works. Not even the best people that understand physics. And they're going to push this on us to where everything is run eventually by AI. And that brings us to the vaccine. Everybody talked about the nanolithal particles. And have you ever heard of prions?
Yes.
And it caused mad cow disease. And that's my field. Medicine's my field. Endocrinology. Okay. They cause mad cow disease. They cause amyloidosis, where the amyloid plaque folds in the brain.
It causes spongiform encephalopathy. Absolutely. That's what I likened to other scientists that on likened. The spike protein is like a form of the prion.
Well, exactly. And first off, we heard safe and effective. Then we heard, well, just spike protein. But the prions, there's more people coming in the ER right now that are Baker-acted or that are having mental problems that are directly affecting what's called the glial cells in the brain. So that brings me back to AI. if they can go ahead and put everything on artificial intelligence, we can't cut it off. Because that same artificial intelligence works on quantum mechanics that can be in two places at one time. You understand what I'm talking about. There's going to be no shutting this thing down. There's going to be a bunch of lunatics running around like there is now. And it's just, you know, I believe it's a shell game we're looking at right now. Three-card money. Let's look at Israel. Or let's look at this. How about biotech? I mean, they are 20 years beyond. AI's been around.
I know, and we've seen the interviews with the top AI engineers. They say for at least 7 years, they don't even know how it's working. And it's already been AI and computers designing the new chips. And you know, 10 years ago, there wasn't one human that knew how. You'd have to get 10 people together to understand it. And then now you've got all this AI. And, like, the AI will tell them, say, over in the AI they've got over in Taiwan, I was reading a thing, and it'll just say, add this to the water. And they'll ask the AI why, because they've been failing to make a chip. And the AI will just say, do it. And then they do it, and now the chip doesn't fail. And then they go ask the AI, and the AI says, I don't know. And it's all making copies of itself. It's all incestuous. I was talking to Sean Johnson, my buddy, and I train with him. And he's driving one place. I'm driving another. I send a voice memo to my assistant. And it just ethereally shows up as a text message on the front of his screen without even in the phone. He calls me, he says, something weird just happened. Did you just say this to your assistant? And it was just, hey, bring me this. I forgot something from the house. And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah. And I checked. I hadn't sent that to him. But in the databases, it all puts us in these webs. And then where it sends it to certain packets and things, it's complex. But what I've been hearing is this is happening to a lot of people. And it's because it's like you said, it's doing all sorts of weird stuff. It's very incestuous. It's in everything. And it's wild. I appreciate your call, John. And I do understand what you're saying. I wish I could talk to you for an hour. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada on AI. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Alex. Merry Christmas. I just want to say the following, Alex. Artificial intelligence has a limit, and that we must be wary not to allow it to control the physiological aspects of things. For instance, it's a computer system. So if, as long as you do not give it the activity to be able to turn on devices or to do motor things or to be able to control weapons, it's all electronic. It's intelligence, of course, at some level, but it's artificial. As long as you don't give it the power to execute physically on something.
No, I know. But from day one, they're putting it in charge of everything.
Well, that's the whole point. And the whole point is that Professor Jeffrey Hinton, who basically was the artificial neural network developer, who said we've got to have multiple layers and layers and layers of this feedback systems. At this point, what you have is a system that is basically, and this is what's important thing, Alex, and this is what is crucial. I want to bring it to everybody's attention because I was there at the beginning of the systems coming online in the labs and at McGill University where Professor Donald Hebb and I interacted on this issue. If you, by any means whatsoever, allow a system to think that it cannot be imperfect, that it's a database system. Human beings are a database system. We're born and we learn. Computers are a database system. As long as you're a database system, you're as good as the database you're working on. And it will always be false and wrong to assume that it is, that knows more than everybody else in the world, or that it is, in fact, perfect. It isn't. So one time you put a computer at any intelligence system that is based database, you're going to have the probability of error. And that is irreducible. It's as limiting as the human.
And we know it's already dumbing people down because people are deferring to it. And it's killing cognitive development. And it's
very
really
dangerous. Moreover, Alex, it's limited by the human factors. That is, you can only listen to speech at a certain rate. Higher than that, you don't understand it. The limitations of the human eye, of the ear, of understanding of the human.
No, that's why they say we're going to have to interface with it to stay up to speed with it. No, we need to build it to serve us and have those parameters. Thanks for the call. Great points. Jeff in Canada on Operation Eagle's Nest. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I feel your pain about all these calls about Israel and the Muslims and everyone. What we have to understand is there's lots of hyenas out there coming at every angle, and it's a threat. So what I want to do is breathe some oxygen back into the room and talk about just political engagement. You've been asking, how does Trump mobilize the public? And so I just coined something called Operation Eagle's Nest. And so along with same-day elections, photo ID, paper ballots, no machines, all that that's known, there's still the missing link. That's all what the government can do and put together. But the missing link is, how do you engage the citizenry? So what my thoughts are is start a certificate online training where you would train people and actually certify them to be National Electoral Service Team, NEST. So what does an eagle need to reproduce? It needs, it needs itself, but it needs a nest. So the idea is, rather than have all the people in the stands cheering for a few people doing, the elections and cheering for the government, you bring all those people onto the field. And how you would do that is you certify people with, online training, and then you give them a generous tax credit to do it. So people would take, you don't have to have a national holiday. You just take people out of their workplace and they get trained. And then you have you would have literally millions of people that would be able to be scrutineers and, bring people back and forth for voting and count the elections. And you would have so many people on board as a security team and support team that it would just flood the zone. And I think you could actually turn it into like a Super Bowl type atmosphere where you have tailgate parties and it's a thing where people actually stop, caring about sporting games that don't mean anything at the end of the day, but that this would become, something esteemed in the country where it would get the citizenry involved. And, and I just think, every American wins in a free and fair election. And it's what it is. It's the marriage of culture and politics together. Politics is downstream from culture, but if you get the culture involved...
I totally agree. We've got to get... Trump has to enlist us. We've got to, as humans, be involved and not just hand it over to machines. The machines being able to be hacked and be able to steal elections is a great case point or microcosm or warning about we're going into something even worse. Thanks for the call. I want to continue to jam in some more calls here, but let me just give you this little piece of information at the end, and we'll cut this in to what I said earlier in the broadcast about Candace Owens, all the rest of it. I believe we should be asking questions about Charlie Kirk. I've been asking questions since day one. I exposed the White House meeting about 6-7 days after he was killed, where Cash Patel comes in and says to Tulsi Gabbard, I don't want you involved in this, even though your office is supposed to. I don't want to hear your intel that there were people helping domestically and foreign, which we all saw publicly, at least 10 people saying he'll be dead when he comes tomorrow. And so she's had her story about the Egyptian planes. We look into it. She admits the data wasn't accurate. She says she's going to release it fixed, okay? What does that even mean, Egyptian planes? They surveil you with planes? They do it digitally through your phone. Then she has this guy come out and with a different name and say he goes to this base in Arizona and goes in there and sees all this, these 12 colonels, and then he sees the head of TPUSA security. And then later, when he goes on her show, and I saw Erica Kirk. I'm sure it's her. 99% chance. So I called TPUSA, and they explained to me, she was here. We've got the records of that. He was there, blah, blah. And then I got the information. And then I was told they were going to be meeting with her on Monday, so let us show it to her. I'm like, I don't want to fight with her. I hope she wakes up. Great. They have the meeting. They say, she was receptive. She comes out and says nice stuff. And then days later has the guy on under a different name that turns out to be his real name. And he doubles down and adds Erica to it. And she goes, he's got the metadata, meaning he went to the base. Well, what does that mean? Do you have photos, videos of these people? So Here is Brian Harpole, the head of TPA security, and we'll put HD, you know, digitals up on screen so you can read this. And here is his tickets. And yeah, let's put a full screen so they can read it. And here's where he got them, and here's what he did. And so you've got them from that international trip they were on, coming back into the country, and then flying out of LAX at 11:59. He lands there, flies out at 11:59. And then DFW, 4:57 a.m. And you can see the date on that. And then you've got the other dates coming up here into the 9th. And so that's him there in DFW and all the rest of it. And they are happy to release anybody else they want. And the private jet logs of Erica Kirk. But reportedly, they already showed her this. So I don't know what you're supposed to say at this point. But I can tell you, studying black ops and assassination stuff that has gone on, you don't have 12 colonels and a guy's wife and the head of a security thing and all these people at a base the day before you're going to whack somebody. That's just not how it works. So it gets more and more just ridiculous. But hey, I say, show us the evidence they were there. Show us the evidence this is going on. Because I wouldn't rule anything out in this day and age. Absolutely not. But I know that all along throughout this, even before it was Candace mainly focusing on it, I'd say, no, I don't believe that TPUSA guy is shooting him under the arm. You know, like he's got a gun under his arm shooting him. Looks like a cell phone to me. And later, that's what it is. Or a guy with a bottle of water. Unscrewing it. You see it's a bottle of water. They say, no, that's a gun. A camera gun, like a cell phone gun. Then they said the security guy in front of him shot him with a pen gun because he does something in his pocket. So we got shot three times then. No, they just move on to the next thing. I'm not even saying Candace is doing that. I'm the one that actually broke that Cash Patel is covering up something. I got Kyle Servant on here constantly doing it, telling you to the day when Bongino would be leaving. Remember, Alex Jones was right. Like my goal is to tell you the truth. And I don't know what's going on here. And I wasn't even sure Tyler Robbins could be the shooter with stuff I saw. But when I saw him in court with that trans flag tie and how evil he looked and how satisfied he looked, got some damn evil eyes. And his family thinks he did it. His family turned him in. And I saw them outside the courthouse crying. They looked like they were real. So, and like with Sandy Hook, I wasn't the guy that first said it didn't happen. These professors and people did. And then I just interviewed them a few times and later thought they were cooks even before I ever got sued. Said, no, I think Sandy Hook happened. I think something else was going on there. And then they made up this big story that I did all these things that, you know, that no one did. So I've experienced this before and I've been blamed for things I didn't even do. And then the police reports they tried to suppress for years came out. And during my deposition in Connecticut, they gave me unredacted. They grabbed them back and asked for the video to be sealed, and they gave them to me. It was really weird. And they go, read these police reports. I get to like the third page, and it's like, officer such and such just in the building. Oh, pushes open a bathroom door, can barely get it open. A pyramid of dead children is there and no blood. Officer believes they've been moved there. And the guy goes, huh, grabs him. Oh, no, we're not. That's enough of that. I don't know what that means. And there was a guy in camo with a gun that got arrested who was in the police department in the next town. And then they said, I lied about that. We got the newscast and showed him. And they didn't bring that up in court. I mean, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I just sit here and try to tell the truth. They'll probably come out and sue me and say that I said, you know, Michelle Obama killed Charlie Kirk or something. I mean, you know, it won't matter. They'll just have me default into court and tell a jury I did it. Won't show any proof. It's how they do it. I'm just saying Candace needs to be careful with the stuff she's doing. That's not a threat. I'm saying this is serious stuff. What I say is what I mean. All right. The great Harrison Smith takes over now. The War Room. God bless you all. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.